All right, Blog everybody. Yes, it's Blog Talk Radio and the Truth Emerges Network. Hanging out on Wednesday, the 3rd of September, here on Guerrilla Radio. I got my friend Brian of the family. What's up, Big Brian?
What's up, Austin? How you doing tonight?
Good, good. Hanging tough. Do we have our sovereign host of guest calling in?
I hope so. I talked to him earlier. He definitely was interested, so I gave him the number. I gave him all the details, so I'm hopeful he will, but I can't guarantee it.
Well, there's no guarantees in life.
True.
Kick back, everybody. It's time for some Guerrilla Radio. Here's the intro. Yeah, well, better time than now. What's up,
Brian?
A little bit of rage. Ready. Oh, yeah, man. I love our intro. A little bit of remix of A Little Bit of Rage Against the Machine. Yeah, there was a big hubbub about Guerrilla Radio. I've been doing it on and off for about 5 years. Santilli, he's got Guerrilla Media Network. He came out after me, and then he was accusing me of ripping him. And I freely admit that I rip Rage Against the Machine. It's common knowledge. I definitely didn't steal the idea from Pete the Shill Santilli. If anything, he stole it from me, and I freely admit I stole it from Rage Against the Machine and that song. I love that song. Hopefully we'll be getting Chris, Mr. Sovereign Chris, calling in from Bar None 11970 on YouTube. He's our scheduled guest, but, I mean, you know, scheduled and appearing is two different things. I'm waiting for my friend Brandon, he goes by Tom Jefferson on Facebook. He's an anarchist buddy of mine here out in Vegas. He's supposedly going to be calling in a few minutes, too. Oh, 352, hopefully this is our guest. All right.
Hey, Austin, how you doing?
Good. Is this Chris?
No.
This is All right. There's my buddy from Vegas. What's with this 352 number, man? I thought you was 702.
Florida Gators represent, man.
Oh, Florida Gators. Oh, Roll Tide,
yeah,
baby.
I'm Tebowing right now.
Oh, you are? You're praying?
Yeah, I'm in the Tebow position.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Tom, say hi to my buddy Brian. He's co-hosting with me today.
Hey, Brian, how's it going, man?
Going well. How you doing?
I can't complain. Nobody listens, man.
I get the same thing. Hey, Austin?
Yeah.
Hey, my daughter is here. She would really like to say something. She's
oh,
6 years old. It's her second day of kindergarten and our first grade apology. But she would like to say something real quick. Go ahead.
Hello.
Well, hello, young lady. It's so happy to have you here on Guerrilla Radio. You're starting
What's
early.
Your name? My name is Teresa.
right. Now you got to go to bed. She was dying to do that. I was like, oh, I can't, you know, you're not supposed to be up right now. You're supposed to be in bed. But I told her she can wait up and she can say something real quick because she's really excited.
Well, that sounds a lot more intelligent than most anarcho-socialists, so props to your daughter. Smart girl.
Since we're waiting for Chris, hopefully he'll call in. I mean, we could do a little chat about what's happening with current events. Did you guys take a look? Oh, I know, Tom, you haven't been on the internet. You saw the Foley beheading video, right?
If that's what you would call it, yeah.
Well, did you see the one they released the other day?
No, I've been...
Remember the strip. Remember the guy they were holding at the end? That Sotloff? Yeah, they allegedly beheaded him, too.
Well, play with fire and get burned.
Well,
yeah.
Go ahead, Brian.
It didn't look any more authentic than the Foley one. It looked pretty much the same staged beheading. I mean, again, the same question I asked before is, if you're going for the maximum effect, you're going to show the beheading all the way through. It doesn't make any sense to do it the way they did it. You know, it's just, that makes common sense to me that if you're going to do it, you're going to do it. You're going to freak a lot of people out if you show the whole thing all the way through. And again, no blood. When he starts cutting,
right,
there's no blood.
Yeah, These journalists are an amazing breed. You sever their carotid artery in their neck, and they don't bleed.
Right. I don't know. It just looks so staged to me. It's not even funny, but, you know, I'd love to hear what other people have about it.
Right. And anyone that wants to call in, the call-in number is 347-855-8301. You're welcome to call in. We got open lines today. The question I want to ask is, if you know that some crazy Islamic jihad ISIS MFer is going to cut your head off with a knife, and your feet are not bound, I mean, Even if there's 10 other militants around there with guns drawn, aren't you going to make a run for it?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Wouldn't you rather have the 1 in a million chance, like getting hit by lightning, that you'd make a run for it and actually get away, instead of, and if not, get shot and be, you know, killed quickly instead of having some mofo allegedly cut your head off?
What gets me is they didn't have Foley's mouth gagged or his mouth wrapped up by anything. And the guy's hand, if you're cutting somebody's head off, of course they're going to try to bite you while you're cutting their fucking head off. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it just defies common sense. Everything about the video just defies common sense in every way possible.
Well, then I was asking some other questions because I have some statists that I was debating with in one of my 9/11 groups, and they swear up and down that these are legitimate videos. And I was asking them, I was asking them these questions like, "Would you make a run for it?" And then one of them gave me the captive syndrome. What the hell you call that shit?
Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, that they had the Stockholm syndrome, and if someone's cutting your neck, instead of putting your head back and exposing your carotid artery in your neck, human natural reflex is to put your chin down into your chest. I mean,
right.
I mean, these are normal reflex actions. I mean, I still don't get it. I still don't get, you know, I do understand. I mean, I did the show yesterday, Lisa's show on media manipulation, and I understand what's going on here. And they're really, really prepping us for something special. And I feel there's some kind of false flag or something coming down the pike.
Well, that's what they're warning now, you know, right after the Department of Homeland Security was ushering in people from the Middle East, Central and South America. You know, there were some Islamists coming up in those buses. And now the federal government's warning about an imminent terror attack in the Southwest.
Hey.
What a coincidence. What the
right. Problem reaction.
That's why I'm going
solution.
To Boston. They already false flagged the shit out of Boston, so I'm getting the fuck out of Vegas. I'm going to go chill in Boston until they false flag Vegas.
Well, there was whispers that ISIS wanted to bomb, you know, one of the hotels or casinos here in Vegas, and if we have all these, I mean, and I was debating this with another person, I mean, he's saying, well, they're getting all these rounds of ammunition, they're getting ready for an invasion. I mean, don't you think that you would actually instead of Department of Homeland Security, I mean, if there was an invasion imminent on our border, don't you think that we would actually have troops on the border? Isn't that what our military is for, is to defend our piece of property here in America?
Well, supposed to be. Supposed to be. But we know better. It's nowadays it's more of defending corporate interests.
Well, yeah, I mean that's pretty obvious with what's going on in the Middle East. I mean, anyone thinks that we're over there killing brown-skinned people to preserve our freedoms, I got another thing for you.
My daddy kills bad guys for Jesus. I got that bumper sticker on my car.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so ironic. I mean, that the people, I mean, they gobble this shit up, and I mean, even after forensic experts dissected this first Foley video and showed that it's a fraud, the people still want to believe it.
I think people that watch mass media or mainstream media, I think they might have it, because they will laugh that shit up like it's Kool-Aid. I mean, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I mean, I watch very little. I really don't have a good understanding of what's going on in mainstream media now. But when I did watch it, it's just so blatantly obvious. I mean, I don't understand how people can't see it. You know, it just amazes me. Just amazes me. And then when you talk to these statists, and they want you to provide them sources of what you're saying, any source you provide them, oh, that's just a conspiracy site. Well, yeah, I can't give you any mainstream media sites because they're not talking about any of the stuff that's true. They're giving you bullshit. So what
right.
Site would you like me to source? So
well,
they just get you in that little trap, you know?
Anything but natural news or red flag news, please.
I mean,
natural
you might as well,
news.
You might as well source The Onion, because it doesn't matter. You could have Jesus could have told you something, and you could use him as a source, and they would still, well, that's not a credible source. What? Are you kidding me? So it doesn't matter. They want to believe what they want to believe, and nothing you can say or do is going to change their minds for the most part. Every now and again, I'll get a message from somebody saying, hey, wow, you know, what you were saying really hit home, and, you know, I'm going to have to look into it further. And that's awesome. I love when I get those, especially from people that, you know, really I didn't think would be the kind of people that would actually send me messages like that. Every now and again, I'll get one of those. But for the most part, they don't want to
right.
hear it. They don't care. You're talking to the wall.
right.
refer to Stockholm syndrome.
Right.
Yes. Right. Right. Yeah. I didn't make a dash for it. I knew this creep was going to, you know, cut my head off on a video allegedly, but I'm not even going to make a run for it. I'm not even going to try. I'm just going to open my head up, lean my head back and let them have at it. I'm not even going to resist. This other guy puts his hand in my mouth. I'm not going to bite down. I mean, again, like you were saying in that Foley video, when his hand was in his mouth, I mean, wouldn't your natural reaction if someone's, you know, cutting your neck to bite down hard?
You would think, but it just amazes me what people are willing to believe. It's just amazing.
These videos are so badly done. I mean, is that the point to divide us? Because people with analytical thinking skills that are, you know, look at these and point out these abnormalities in these videos. I mean, there's got to be more than just a few of us. I mean, but again, I mean, are they trying to divide us on purpose? Did they make these so bad that they want some people to realize they're fake and most people not?
I think it's really to see how gullible people are. And like you said, to divide the people that are using analytical skills or just basic logic, I think it's, you know, you want to separate the gullible from the ones that aren't going to be gullible. And who knows? I mean, you go further down in the conspiracy rabbit hole, maybe it's to separate the people that aren't gullible. Okay, now we know who doesn't believe it. We're tracking them. Those are going to be people we're going to be coming after first, you know, if shit hits the fan, so to speak. I don't know, obviously, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, yeah, what the hell with all this DSH buying billion rounds of ammo? I mean, come on, we got post offices buying ammo, Social Security buying ammo, USDA buying ammo and machine guns with night vision and flare scopes. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, man. What a fucking joke. It's so blatantly obvious that it's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous notion to most people. Like, that's not going to happen. Nah, that's retarded. But it's happening.
I mean, come on. Social Security? Are they worried that Grandma Jones is going to be in there? Where's my Social Security check? You're going to have to shoot her down?
Right. Folks, it's ridiculous. So ridiculous.
And the USDA. Oh, come on, man. Come on. Is the food shooting back? Come on.
Yeah, park rangers, all kinds of – they're arming everybody. It's just – well, I think part of it is they know shit's going to hit the fan. They know it. Think about it this. If, for example, welfare stopped, you know, like they had that one scenario in I forget what state it was. I think it was Arkansas or one of them, where welfare had a glitch and they overpaid everybody. And it was a mass riot. People were going out to Walmart and buying – a whole bunch of extra shit. They know what's going to happen. If the welfare stops or Social Security stops or any kind of government dependency stops, they know shit's going to hit the fan. So I can't blame them for arming themselves, but it just kind of points down the path of what's going to happen. I mean, it's just setting the stage. And with each one of these rollouts of martial law, basically, I mean, think about this. They had a curfew in Ferguson. Adults don't
right.
have curfew. That's martial law. Adults don't have curfews. That's they're rolling out martial law, and they're testing to see what the response is going to be.
Oh, just look at Boston, man.
Right.
All these fucking
right.
slaves were applauding their captors.
Right.
thanks for saving us from the 16-year-old terrorist.
Yeah, right. One fucking terrorist that ended up being caught by a guy going out and having a smoke and just happened to look in his boat. The cops, the military and the cops, they didn't even find him. Some guy going out to have
a smoke. It's just, I love to see this, though. Like, all of this arming up with the tanks, I love to see it because, you know why? They're so scared. They're terrified that their little game is coming to an end. They're grasping at straws. This is like the last dying breath of tyranny. They're so scared right now. They know what's about to happen, and they're not going to win. And that's why we see everything that's happening right now. That's why we see it happening. And, you know, I'm not scared. I'm not even sweating it. I'm fucking laughing at it. It's so pathetic. It's really, really pathetic that they're doing it.
Right. It's needed. It's actually a need because there's too many people asleep. So I'm actually glad that, like you're saying, I'm glad they're doing it because there's so many people asleep and so comfortable in their, I guess the best way to describe it is their normalcy bias, that it's actually needed. So, I'm not scared of it. I do have a little bit of concern because I have small children, but,
right.
You know, it's actually, if you want to look at it from a different perspective, it's a good thing because we are so comfortable and we are so asleep in this country that people need to be woken up. And this is the powers that be or whatever you want to call them, they're doing a great job, far better than any of us could do. You know, so it when you look at it from a different perspective, it's actually a good thing. Not necessarily, but it's, you know, it is a good thing in a certain perspective.
Well, it's funny because I have these status, like they're doing like Jan, this martial law thing. What do you think happened in Ferguson? And like you were saying, Tom, what the hell you think happened in Boston? These people were hugging the police force, coming in like military thugs, kicking in their doors, get out of your house and rifling through their house. Trust me. If some terrorist is on the loose, he ain't gonna be in my house. If he comes to my house, he's gonna get capped.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
But these, you know, these, I just can't wrap my mind around the way these people think, and. Like this military, we are in a military state. Look at what's going on. We have police that taser people to death, that beat people to death on a daily basis here in this country with no repercussions. They think they have a badge.
Bro.
They have super rights.
Right. Yeah, and it's... They do, like you said, they do it almost every single day, and at worst, they'll get a paid vacation. If you or I or anybody else did something, same thing they did, we'd be in jail probably for the rest of our lives, and deservedly so.
Look what they just did, and was it St. Louis over Labor Day weekend? They were no refusal DUI checkpoints. They will take you out of your car and forcibly rape you. They will penetrate you. And steal your body, bodily fluids. That's fucking rape to begin with. But no refusal DUI checkpoint. I mean, get the fuck on. Get out of here, man. What the fuck is going on? And these people still defend it. They still defend police. Police have killed more Americans since 9/11 than United States and allied forces casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan. There is a war, and it's not over in the Middle East. It's here. It's on our neighbors, our friends, our families. Yet,
right.
I've got everybody in my family is a cop sucker. They just love the fucking police. They're bootlickers to the extreme. And that's everybody. The conservatives especially, they are the ultimate bootlickers over here. But, yeah, there's a war, and it's pretty clear to see who the enemy is. I don't see fucking Al-Qaeda taking me out of my fucking car and stealing my fucking blood. You know what I mean? The fuck?
Right. Right.
Right.
And then I had one of these statists telling me that they're buying all these rounds of ammo. This was his post, that because they're getting ready for these sleeper cells in the United States to attack us.
Hey, that's fine with me. Load up, but you're going to see it's not the sleeper cells that you should be afraid of. So keep buying.
Yeah.
If that works, yeah, scare them. I'll contribute to that.
Well,
you know,
and
I'll do some propaganda. Yeah, ISIS is coming. Go buy go buy some grenades, man.
No. He's reinforcing the DHS and all these government agencies buying up all this hollow point ammunition, which you can't even use for target practice. It's so expensive.
Right.
And they've got 5 to 15 rounds for every man, woman, and child in America.
Well, and the funny part about all this is, when shit really hits the fan, guess who's not going to get paid? The cops, the military, and where do you think these guys are going to go? They're going to go home and protect their families. I don't think the quote unquote powers that be really understand what the hell is going to happen when shit does hit the fan. You're going to wake up even more people, and yeah, you're going to have some people that are just so dumb that will follow orders and probably will kill American civilians. But the vast majority of them, they're either going to be on our side or they're just going to go home and protect their families. I mean, I know quite a few people in the military, and they've all said the same thing. If they give the order to start killing unarmed American civilians, it's not going to happen. These are their brothers and sisters, their neighbors, their family, their friends. You think they're going to go into their neighborhoods and attack their neighbors? Are you kidding me?
Some are.
I don't think you guys are thinking it through.
Well, that's what they do for a living, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a lot different. It's a lot different killing some brown person over in fucking in the desert somewhere than killing your neighbor or your friend or your family member.
That's what police do.
Well, let me throw this out. Yeah, let me throw this out there. There is over 1 million military from other countries here in the United States. Now, these are the people that are going to be pulling the trigger.
How do you get that figure?
Well, all you have to do is look over the last decade of all these military coming in for these joint drills, and you see them come in, but you know what, Tom? You never see them leave.
Yeah, I don't know how many are here now, but yeah, I've seen they had one on the mainstream media in San Diego. They had a joint task force of different militaries from around the world training on the beaches in San Diego. So I did see that. I don't know how many are still here, but you know, think about it this way. You know, when we went into combat, say in Iraq, they had UN troops there as well. The UN troops are fucking useless. They get caught in a firefight, they're running the other way. We go save their asses. They're not. I wouldn't be scared of them. Believe me, don't be scared of them, because they will tuck tail and run. And they know, because I've talked to a few of them, they know that just about, and this is what they think, every American is armed. That's not true, but a whole shitload of us are. They know it.
Yep.
Think about when Japan, when they attacked Pearl Harbor, Japan could have came onto our mainland if they wanted to. They had decimated our Pacific fleet. They could have rolled into California or wherever if they wanted to. And what they said was why they didn't do it. And I forget the general's name or whatever he was, the admiral's name. But he was afraid that every American would be hiding behind a bush with a gun waiting to take out their army. He didn't mention one word about our military. They had decimated our Pacific fleet. They didn't attack our mainland because they were afraid that every American would be behind a bush with a gun ready to take them out. So all these foreign militaries, that's why this big push of let's have gun control. That's what the big push is for.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, that's my little Twilight Zone. We're heading into the Twilight Zone, baby.
I thought you were getting down on that Fisher-Price piano like Elton John.
No. And of course, I always invite my statist people that I interact with on Facebook, and it's always the same.
Right. The keyboard warriors?
Yeah. Yeah, the little shills that, you know, that the government would never, never do anything wrong. You know, and
right.
The government always tells us the truth. And I'm a tinfoil hat wearer for even questioning our fearless government.
They're very efficient.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
I just want to take a couple minutes. I love playing this. This is Eisenhower when he was leaving his second term.
Talking about the industrial complex and.
Absolutely, I'm going to play this. It's just 2.5 minutes. Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
That statist fucker actually said in the same breath, we must never let this jeopardize our liberties and democratic process. There is no liberty with democratic process, Eisenhower, but nice try, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean democracy, mob rules?
Right.
Yeah.
I tried to find this out. I tried to figure this out. Where did it first start that even the notion that we were a democracy, where did this start from? Because I can't figure out where this began.
Probably right around 1913.
Right. I can't find the beginning source. I don't know where it comes from. You know, we're not a democracy, people. It's plain and simple. That is mob rule. When you look at like Roman civilization, they were a republic, and they thrived. Their downfall, the start of their downfall, was democratic principles. They started doing, which ended up being, turned into be, a dictatorship. And that's what it eventually leads to. It leads to total control.
Oh, this fucking shithole of a country was a dictatorship right from the get-go. Oh, 3% tax on tea? War. Okay, 25% tax on whiskey. First fucking president. Nice. Nice going, Washington. Fucking wooden teeth, motherfucker. God, I would love to one verse one all of the founding politicians. I would love to. Hand-to-hand combat.
Well, I think you'd win that because they're all 6 feet under, but...
Finally,
yeah.
I want to fight.
Well, the thing is and what I find so ironic is, and I again, my dealing with these statists, they actually believe that about a 2.5-century-old piece of parchment gives them their freedoms and rights.
Right.
Boston bombing. How'd that Fourth Amendment work for you?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It's
words on a piece of paper. That's it.
Yeah, that's all it is. Then you've got these. And the other ones that I love are the ones that support the military all the way, 100% gung-ho, that these people are protecting my liberty and freedom.
Right. Freedom to get taxed at 40% of your income, freedom to get stopped and extorted by police that are also protecting your freedom, freedom to get
I always ask them, how in the hell is shooting some brown guy in Iraq protecting my freedom here in America?
Well, because they were developing a high-velocity rock launcher to go across the Atlantic and shoot rocks at New York City. That's why we have to stop them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
super slingshot.
Just like those high quality Hamas rockets that they build in underground caves that are basically big bottle rockets. Right. Yeah, those are so accurate. And all the people that have been killed in the last 10 years from those Hamas rockets. How many? Zero.
Well, I mean, technically it can kill you if it lands on you. But if it don't land, if it lands 5 feet in front of you, it's not going to kill you. It's going to leave a little brown mark in the pavement. It won't even destroy pavement.
Right.
It hits a road.
Exactly.
It doesn't even break up pavement. I mean, come on. I watched a video I watched a video about the Iron Dome, and it was – I forget what the guy's name was. But he was telling everybody that he was part of the person that implemented it. And if I can find the video, I'll post it in the show notes afterwards. But he was saying that nobody has ever seen one of those missiles take out a Hamas rocket. It's never been seen. They see the tracers going up from the Iron Dome, but they never see any tracers from the rockets. I don't care what you're firing up there. You're shooting bottle rockets up there. You're going to see some kind of tracer. So they see the missiles coming out of the Iron Dome, and they see the tracers, but they never see any other missile or rockets coming from the other side. It's a fireworks show, and we paid for it.
That's all. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's a fireworks show. And now I'm not supporting Hamas. These radical Hamas, they're some twisted motherfuckers. I'll be the first to admit it. But, you know, they fire five bottle rockets at Israel, and then Israel retaliates with 10 days of shelling, about two or three Nagasaki bombs, you know, worth of shells, in a crowded place in Gaza. Oh, but it's okay because they give them a 1 to 5 minute warning shells. They fire a missile on the, you know, a bomb explodes on the roof, that you better get the hell out of here because the big one's coming.
Yeah, where are they going to go?
Exactly. That is one of the most densest populated areas on the planet. Where the hell are you going to go?
Right.
And
my favorite thing to say to the conservatives that support Israel is, thanks to United States aid, anybody in Israel can go get an abortion at any time. So you've got all these Bible thumpers that are anti-abortion, but they're all about giving aid to Israel. So I'm like, you hate abortion so much that you pay for abortions on God's land, huh? Huh? I love that. They fucking go nuts when you tell them that. Because
they
don't know.
They don't
want to
believe
it. They're stupid. Stupid.
Yep. Well,
sorry
to
interrupt there, Austin.
Oh no, you're fine. This is a great roundtable. I'm having a blast just shooting the shit with you guys. I like you both. I was going to ask this. I mean, you know, we send what's reported $3 to $4 billion a year to Israel just for what's reported. Do you guys realize that's over $50,000 a year for every man, woman, and child in Israel?
Wow, I didn't know that, but I knew a lot. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty socialist over there, man. They just kicked some people off the land because they weren't using the land to the best of their abilities. Israel is so fucking socialist. Like, you know, leave it to the Jews, you know, of course. But
then I listen to all these statists that claim, well, that's the only true democracy in the Middle East. You want to know, they are so racist over there. And then if you're not in their eyes a true Zionist Jew, you're goyim. You're a goy. You're
which is
you're
an oxymoron.
An right.
That's my favorite oxymoron.
Right. My favorite oxymoron is if I defend women and children getting bombed in Gaza by Zionists, I'm an anti-Semite. But 3 out of 4 people that live in Israel aren't even fucking Semitic, but 99.9% of people in Gaza are. So who's a real anti-Semite?
Yep. You nailed it right there, dude. A lot of people go nuts when you tell them that, too.
Right. Well, then they go, well, you're taking it out of context. What am I taking? Anti means against. Semitic is a race of people. So if you're against Semitic people, you're an anti-Semite. That means you're anti-Semitic. That means you're against Semitic people. And 3 out of 4 people in Israel today aren't even Semitic.
Right.
I love how they hijack and twist this shit around and make it so that these people, well, you're taking that out of context. Anti-Semitic is anti-Jew. Well, 3 out of 4 Jews in Israel are not even Semitic. Hello, knock, knock. Logic's
right.
Calling.
Where's the cricket? The cricket wave, man.
No, this is the one that they get. That's the one they get because they are sheep. And you know the what really cracks me up is these people defending to the end the people in Israel, and I'm not putting a blanket over Jewish people. One of my best friends is Jewish, and I mean I've been to synagogue with him many times.
Must be an expensive friend.
No, he's a good friend. I mean, you know why I like him? Because he's not a Zionist. He doesn't believe in going in, you know, killing women and children. And then the other one that really cracks me up is the human shields that these Hamas are using women and children as human shields. And then I ask, them, well, can you source where you got that information? And you know where it is every time?
Where?
Fox News.
It's gonna be some Zionist run newspaper in Jerusalem. I mean, come on, they're not biased.
No.
Everyone's biased.
Right. Well, they even censor their own news. I mean, we do it here too, but they're open about it. Most people know if you put out something anti-Israel, especially in that country, you're going to jail. You know, that video I posted a while back about the ISIS and those two guys that wrote that spy novel about all the Israeli intelligence, they had to censor their book because they had to show it to the Israeli leadership before they could publish it.
Wow.
And they couldn't put the directors of the Mossad or any of the other intelligence agencies, they couldn't put their names in there and a bunch of other stuff. So they had to censor their book, and they're open about it. You know, here it's, oh, no, it's, you know, we don't censor your names, we tell you straight bullshit, but over there, it's not even a myth. It's, they're out in the open about it. They censor their news, and of course they're going to tell you what they want you to hear. And they're open about it.
Of course. Every state.
Right. But I don't think it's known by anybody with half a brain that the news is censored here, just slanted to you know, the powers that be or whatever you want to call them, to their agenda. We know that if you have a half a brain. But they're not as open about it.
Imagine how nice America would be if half the Americans did have half a brain, you know? Oh, man.
Right.
Well, I think a lot of it is like Brian says all the time, it's the normalcy bias. These people just don't want to believe because
right.
It would interfere the lifestyle, especially if they're in some way or the other sucking on the government piat or the government is responsible for their income and their livelihood in any way, which is, again, all by design.
And I want to
put this out there again for the listeners that are listening live into the archive. $50,000 a year for every man, woman, and child. That's what's reported that we subsidize to Israel. But we got peeps in Detroit that can't even fucking get water.
Right. I was going to say that too. Look at Detroit, and look what we're doing. How we're funding Israel. Something ain't right. I mean, that's just blatant. I mean, that's a slap across the face if you have a half a brain. How can you not see that? You know,
and again, I'm not for government handouts or anything like that, but. But me, as an anarchist, I would much rather see my fucked up government taking care of people in Detroit, in Michigan, where I'm from, than sending money overseas to another country. Makes no sense. None.
Right.
But it does if you follow the money. And then this is another debate I have with these statists all the time. They say I'm exaggerating. AIPAC. That is the most influential lobby in D.C. And you know what? They represent another country, folks.
Yep.
There you have it, Republicans who advocate a fucking state. Do you see what's happening? Well, they don't really care because they love Israel. They love governments. You know, oh, wow, it's amazing. It's amazing. I can't figure out which one I hate more, but I'm thinking I hate the right a little bit more than I hate the left. At least the left has an excuse. Their entire political philosophy is based on a logical fallacy. It's based on an appeal to emotion. The right, on the other hand, I fucking hate the right because all they do is they preach about limited government and, you know, government's bad, let's limit it. And then they turn around and they lick the fucking boots of any Republican politician. They're such bootlickers. They're not even free inside their own minds while they talk about freedom. And
right.
That pisses me off. The left gets a free pass for being legally retarded. They really are. Every person who's a leftist is legally retarded. I'm not even kidding. Just have a conversation with them. But the right, on the other hand, oh, my God. Jeez.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on these extreme righties. I mean, again, I'm an individualist. There are some things that I'm staunchly conservative on, and there's some things I'm staunchly liberal on. I mean, I'm all about the individual. They as a collective, they preach this limited government, less government, limited government, and they're with the libtard Democrats and Republicans. They're smoking and drinking and in the back room laughing at all of us. Like
right.
They really like these sheeple. They really go for this shit.
Well, yeah, not
yeah,
only
they
that,
do.
Oh. Not only that, but, you know, you have, especially on the right, you have a lot of very conservative Christians or religious people, whatever you want to call them. Have you ever researched what a 501(c) charity is? These churches are beholden to the government. The government tells them what they can and cannot do. If they step out of line, these churches and these pastors or whatever you want to call them, if they step out of line, they'll pull their tax exempt. So
I'm going to tell you guys a story. A couple months ago, I went to church. I got 86 from my church that I've been going to for about a year because they started speaking up about supporting Israel, and I'm like, hold on a second. I said you guys are supposed to be Christians, Christ-like. Do you think Christ endorses bombing women and children?
Or anybody, for that
right.
matter?
Exactly. Exactly.
No statist, well, no statist can be a Christian. If you're a Christian, you have to be an anarchist or else you're not a Christian. It's as simple as that. I'll debate anybody on that claim any day. Let the hate mail roll into Tom Jefferson, the anarchist day symbol as my display picture. If you want a piece of that argument, get at me because you will get demolished. I promise you. You cannot be
statist
and be a Christian.
You can't because if you look at it, Jesus was the ultimate nonconformist and was an anarchist.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, he set the model for it. You know, whatever you believe in, you know, as far as religion goes, Jesus set the model for anarchists. Follow his lead. You know, I'm not a very religious person to begin with. I'm actually spiritual. I do believe in a creator. I don't know.
You've done DMT, huh?
What's that?
You've done DMT, haven't you?
Well. I don't want my kids might be listening to this show, so I don't want to get into too many references. But yes, I've not only participated in that, but I've done an ayahuasca ceremony. So
yes, sir. I used to be the biggest militant atheist, and then I became an anti-theist, and then I did DMT, and well, let's just say energy cannot be destroyed.
Everything is energetic. Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
All this energy could not have just come from nothing, and boom. I realize that now after trying the spirit molecule. I urge everybody, smoke half a gram. Break it up into three or four different hits. You're not going to overdose, obviously, but smoke half a gram of DMT if you're an atheist, and then get back at me and let me know. Once you break through, once you have ego death, dude, I'm no longer an well, I'm still anti-theist, I guess, but I'm agnostic.
Yeah,
simple as that.
That's,
well,
thanks
that's
to that
much
drug.
Right.
Well,
right.
Well, I believe in God, the Creator, the Great Spirit. I mean, you just look around you I always have this argument with the atheists too. Especially these ones that go on this Big Bang theory. I mean, you know, everything
yep.
just exploded out of nothing, and all I mean, you see Fibonacci, you see the sacred pie, the sacred geometry all around you, from
on GMT.
I hear you, brother. I'm just saying you see God's fingerprint on everything. The sacred geometry, you can't get away from it. From the galaxies you look at, you know, that spiral in a Fibonacci sequence, down to the minute snails here on planet Earth and everything in between. I mean, I'm just not buying that there was a Big Bang and everything came out of nothing and everything just collectively formed life and that we evolved from some fucking bacteria that magically was created in the muck.
Evolve from a bacteria, man. Come on, but you just said it, and it's the people that, you know, they're like, well, yeah, I'm scientifically literate. Big Bang Theory, that's fucking self-contradictory because energy cannot be destroyed. How could something come from nothing? It can't. I'm not a fucking scientist. I could give a shit less about science, but I know that energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred. So how could the universe come from nothing? It's impossible. Not possible. Can't happen.
Right. Well, I get into these debates. I got in one with this guy, this one shill. He was a physicist today. He was telling me that he came from the same college in London that Kelvin did, came up with the Kelvin thing, and he's telling me how he discovered absolute zero, and there is no way, if you know anything about quantum physics, absolute zero is an abstract. It's never existed. There is no way, even in the tiniest piece of matter, that nothing's in motion.
Right.
Because you would have to have, there would be no motion, no energy for absolute zero. It's a physical impossibility. And then of course, you know, I got the ad hominem attacks, and I don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't have a liberal degree. You're wrong.
Right.
Right. And the other one that cracks me up is these people that believe in these black holios and an absolute singularity. Again, an impossibility. You cannot have an absolute singularity.
Right.
It's impossible. Right. It's the same. It's
but
the
string,
same thing.
String
as
theory
absolute
is fucking awesome, dude. I love that shit. Sorry, thinking out loud.
No. I'm just saying that these are all abstracts and they're hypotheses and theories. These things do not exist. I mean, if there was a black hole in the center of the universe with an absolute singularity, nothing would be here because everything would be sucked into it.
Wow, it sounds like my ex. I think my ex, I can just prove your position. Talk to Marie. Marie, if you're listening, you're a cunt. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
All right, guys.
What's
hey,
love
guys,
got to do
it,
with it?
it's that magical break time. Stick around, guys. I gotta play some ads, pay some sponsors, do some promos.
But this has been interesting. I mean, who the hell needs this, Chris? Mr. Sovereign.
DMT break.
It's a DMT break. Want to thank our sponsors, starting with DMI Promotions.
Hi, friends. When it comes to reaching your audience, the best approach is in person. If you have a band, business, or charity event, you want to reach people in the best ways and venues possible. If you're touring in the Midwest, you need DMI Promotions. Their friendly staff is ready, willing, and able to assist you in venue locations and event promotions to make your show or event successful. Contact Tori Webb at 515-865-4463 or toriwebbdmi@gmail.com. DMI Promotions, your Midwest promotional team and proud sponsor of Truth Emerges Radio.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Friday Night Super Show.
And welcome to the Friday Night Super Show. I'm, of course, your host, The Mouth, laughing and scratching at being back again on our Friday nights with Dennis, Mr. Friday Night, for
Tag Team Champions of the World!
Here again, Friday Night Super Show. Glad to be here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Friday Night Super Show. 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On Truth Emerges Radio and NWO Truth Radio. You are awake. Be aware.
That's an order, soldier.
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress in ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. This is an historic moment.
You know it,
when we are successful, we will be. A new world order.
One and only original Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
A new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
But I do have questions about what we're doing to the spirit of America, the spirit of the Constitution, in a desire to protect a symbol.
We are Americans.
A patriot cannot be created by legislation.
Arrive with the Dashboard Outlaw. Sunday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Truth Emerges Radio Network.
going to be going kind of out there for sure. Is our first family a first family of clones? And the number one influence on our government here in the United States is AIPAC, which is a group funded by Zionist Israelis.
Austin Talks, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Truth Emerges Radio Network.
You're listening to Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Join the second hour by calling 1-347-855-8301.
All right. Back on the round table with my buddy Brian and my other buddy, Tom Jefferson, hanging out here in Vegas, another fellow anarchist.
Hey, hey, hey. Gotta love that 8% state tax.
What was that?
Gotta love that 8% state sales tax. Oh, I'm loving it.
Well, it's 8.25%. I mean, don't short the state. They need that extra quarter percent.
Yeah, they got to get that penny, man. Woo.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Well,
let me ask you this, guys. What do you think are the possible solutions? Because we can recognize problems. We can see it. It's so obvious. It's blatant. So what do you guys think are the solutions? Or
oh, that's
a solution
an easy, or... easy one. I'll right. let you take this one, Austin. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing that I say is a bunch of individual people have to just turn their back on the government and say, fuck you. You're worthless. You don't do anything for me. All you do is coerce and extort me and threaten me with violence. I don't need you.
It's that easy. 300
right.
million Americans here, 100,000 IRS agents who are now equipped with firearms. I wonder why. But, yeah, 3 million Americans and 100,000 IRS agents. All you have to do is just stop giving in to the armed robbery. Before they put their gun to your head to demand you pay, get yourself a fucking gun so they can't walk up to you and put the gun to your head. You got to defend yourselves, guys. You got to stand up.
Right.
Answer me this, all you Constitution-worshipping conservatives and Republicans. Are taxes voluntary? No, they're not. Not after the 16th Amendment, but even before that, all these Constitution worshipers are like, well, what about the roads? What about schools? There was no income tax before 1913 when the 16th Amendment was put into play. There were roads, there were schools, and there were hospitals, and they actually taught Latin and Greek in those private schools. And at the same time that the 16th Amendment was put into play, schools began to go downhill. You were no longer learning Latin, Greek, and schools at that time. Right when government took over education, all of the good results from private companies became everything government touches turns to shit, okay? It's
Amen.
As simple as that. So all
Without
of these
that.
Constitution worshippers, they think that, well, who's going to protect us? We need people to protect us. Why the fuck do you want the most incompetent institution that's ever existed to protect you? Why can't you protect yourself? Aren't you about freedom? Aren't you about liberty? Well, fucking act like it. Man up, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Tell them what time it is.
Boom. Third Steel Reserve. Man the fuck up. Hey, let's talk a little bit about republics. People's Republic of North Korea, People's Republic of China, the Weimar Republic, home of the Nazis. That's a nice republic. Democratic Republic of Congo.
Yeah. What are you doing using your
republic
big school words? Just use normal people words and I'll understand what you're talking about.
Okay. Soviets, Nazis. Does that help?
They both
had republics, guys. Both of them.
Right.
Both had republics. Look what happened.
Well, even
the greatest
even the
empire on earth, the Constitution that protects all of our fucking freedoms, has become the most devastating empire in human history. But hey, at least you got football season starting on Sunday, which I am excited for, by the way. I fucking love football.
Bozy, bozy, bop, city bop.
Well, it does provide for a necessary distraction. Football is, for me, a necessary distraction to take my mind away from all this bullshit. You know,
who's your team, buddy?
The Oakland Raiders.
Oh, man. I remember beating you for that Super Bowl ring back in 2000. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, baby.
You're not a fucking Buccaneers fan, are you?
I sure am. We got Lovie Smith now. We got a nice-ass return to the Tampa 2 defense. Oh, it's going to be a great season.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Well,
you guys
are all lost in the sauce. It's going to be Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh, fuck. Another team. Oh, come on.
Oh, man.
You know what? That is probably the most – that is my most hated team. They fucking screwed over the Raiders in the post-9/11 fucking playoff game. Oh, we got to let the fucking Patriots win. Hey, there's a Tuck rule. Let's throw this shit out there. I thought I knew football, and I had never heard of the fucking Tuck rule before that play. I had never fucking heard of that. Talk about conspiracy.
Oh, my goodness. Where's
talk
the
about
fucking,
this, fucking conspiracy.
Owl.
If this was a democracy, Brian, we could team up against the New England fan.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's like he's got these
things
going on upstairs in his brain compartment that aren't working properly. He's got these fucking psychological shit going on, and you better fucking watch himself, I tell you. He's going to fucking get hammered.
Something's fucky.
Fucking Tuck rule. You want to talk about conspiracies? That's a fucking conspiracy right there. That's a fucking conspiracy. Fucking Tuck rule. In all honesty, Austin, had you heard of the Tuck rule before it was implemented?
But my distraction is hockey and the Detroit Red Wings. That's my team.
Oh, God. Austin, I like you less even more now. I'm a Blackhawks fan.
You less even more. That's great. That is fucking awesome. That's like the best saying ever, dude. When I get back online, we got a friend up on Facebook, Brian, because that's one of the most epic quotes ever.
That's some peaceological oxymoron shit.
Kind of like anarcho-communism.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Oh, I love that. When they throw on all kinds of fucking extra words on shit that mean complete opposites of shit, it's profound. It's profound in its stupidity. What the fuck is an anarcho-communist?
Listen, all we have to do is eliminate the state and start a distribution center where you get permission for water, okay? That's all we have to do.
Right. I just scratch my head. And I'm a big proponent of shedding labels. People always say to me, well, you're an anarchist. No, I'm a man. That's an idea.
Right.
I'm not an anarchist. That's an idea. I like a lot of their philosophy, but I'm not an anarchist. I'm a man. If you want to go collective, This is mankind. And this also applies to women, if any of the women are listening. But I'm a man. That's my label.
But,
you know,
but who will build the distribution center?
Well, I mean, if you want to put a label on me, call me an individualist anarchist. But, again, like you, I'm an individual. I'm me.
Right. Right. And since we were talking about Latin, there's a Latin phrase that's actually recognized in law. It's called sui generis. And what that means is you're in a unique expression of creation. So when I go to court or something like that, and they make me give a name, I say, well, if you want to call me something, I have a calling. Call me sui generis. And unless and until you got the wedding signature of my creator, you're not my judge. Men don't judge
Boom.
Other men.
Boom.
Boom.
Right.
Right
there,
nope.
dude.
Boom. All right, 516
awesome.
Is hot, and we got 215. That's the Renegade calling in from the city of brotherly love. I know that for sure. You guys are
what,
hot.
San Francisco?
Yeah, I'm hearing all these.
Hey, what's
here.
Up,
I figured
man?
Bringing a Renegade. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Been a rough week, man.
Yeah. what's going on, Renegade? Go ahead.
I was going to say we had a warrior die this week, and all love to him, David Fry. Miss you, my brother.
What? David Fry passed away? Are you kidding me?
Austin, I've been tagging and everything I've been putting up.
Oh.
Yeah, I seen that post. Renegade, my heart and sympathy goes out to you. And I mean, I don't know who David Fry is, to be honest with you, but I mean, obviously he means a whole lot to you and you care for him. And my heart and my sympathy goes out to you and your family, and of course to his and his family and
this,
everybody
this,
that.
This,
and,
thank you, man. He's got a young son. I spoke with someone in his hospital room. Just to see what was going on. I actually, from what she told me, I called about 30 to 15 minutes right after he had passed away. The funny, here you go. This is the type of guy he was, man. He was a warrior, no doubt. My warrior brother, man. We met down in Boston. We were at a business conference for a weekend, and I was standing out front. Remember, it was January. It was cold. And I was standing out front. And I smoke cloves, and I had a DeJarm, and it's a black cigarette, and they have like a triangle on it. Well, Dave comes up to me, and he goes, "Yo, can I get a smoke?" I go, "Like, yeah, you know, sure, here, man." So I give him it, I light him up, and he looks down at it. He goes, "Can I ask you something?" I said, "Yeah, man, sure." Now I'm a little over 6 foot. Dave's pushing like 6'2". He's a big boy, man. He's, you know, nicely chiseled. And he looks down, he looks over at me, and he goes, "What do you think of that red pyramid on that cigarette?" I look at over at him, and he looks at me, and I didn't know how to take it at first. I go, "What's that Luciferian New World Order representing symbol?" He goes, "Yeah, that one." We hit it off from there, man. Yeah, he's
dude,
he
man,
through some.
I'm smoking pyramids. That's the type of cigarette I smoke here in Vegas. What the fuck? What's up with that? Is it made by the same company, those cloves?
No, I don't think so. Pyramid's the name of a company. This is called, it's a DeJarm. It just has a picture of a red, for the A, because it's called a black. It's got the red. It's not even the dimensions of a pyramid. It's just a triangle. But even still, he brought it to my attention, thinking
a
sheeple.
Right.
No, he was doing what I do. You know, when I'm out in the street, I do the same thing. So we got really tight ever since then, and just sucks when someone's unexpectedly taken like that. Just out of just
yeah,
boom,
man.
Gone.
Especially
yeah.
an awake person, man. That's one less that we've got on our side here.
Right.
I hate to speak collectively,
right.
but, man, I'm sorry for your loss. You know the guy. I don't know him, but it's always shitty, man. Sorry about
know,
that.
Man, there wasn't one person that had a bad word about him. There's nothing negative
yeah,
you can say
I
about
mean,
the guy. He was awesome.
I mean, he went through, I was friends with him on Facebook for many years. I never met him. I know he went through a lot of trials and tribulations. He was fighting the dragon, so to speak.
Yeah,
big
I was at the same time with him.
Yeah, he cleaned up his act. had it together, and that's the same fucking shit that happened to my brother. He cleaned up his act, and he fucking died.
Same with George Carlin, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, just, Austin, quick, just real quick, just get a moment of silence for Dave. Just, you know, remembrance. Everyone wants to say a little prayer for him and his family. Just a quick moment of silence, that's all.
Right on.
All right, let's do this. And may the warrior David rest in peace. God bless his soul.
Thank you. Amen, brother.
I mean, you know, hate losing warriors that are in the fight. Hey, Val, you're hot too.
No, I'm here. I'm just listening. Renegade, how did he pass away? He was so young.
He had a massive heart attack and went into a coma.
Oh my God!
And they ended up taking him off of I think it was like 10% of his heart working or something like that. Now they're saying he could hear. He wasn't really too responsive. They had him all sedated. They ended up taking him off of life support to see what happened. And of course, everyone was praying for a miracle.
Yeah.
And what sucked was I got a message from someone, because someone there's a prayer page for him. It's called Prayer for David. It's on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah,
and someone had posted on there, they got information crossed, and someone posted on there that he had passed away. So I got a message from Ghost Rider, and he told me he just passed, and I'm like, whoa. So people started posting, and the next thing I realized, someone else posted on there that, no, that wasn't the case. He was just taken off of life support. So it was like this emotional freaking roller coaster ride, and then I'm like, you know what, enough of this. I'm going straight to the source. So I looked up New York Presbyterian Hospital. There's like six of them, so I called like three. The third one, I actually got in, you know, got to where he was at, and they paged me through into his room, passed me through into his room, and I spoke with a girl that was right next to him, and I just so happened that I had called like, you know, 30 to 15 minutes right after he had passed on. So it was just like down, up, and then totally down. It was just crazy.
Oh, damn, man.
So. Yeah, once he was off life support, it was all over. And he was,
that's
like
terrible.
In his mid-30s, man.
That's terrible. He was young, yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm going to pour the rest of this beer out for the man.
Oh, yeah,
hold up. James Squire wrote something so beautiful the other morning. Like, and it, you know what, it really got me thinking about, you know, everyone that I consider brothers and sisters, and, you know, Austin, Lisa, I love you guys. Val Ann, I love you, girl.
I love you too, honey. We all love you. Oh, we all love each other. I'm going to cry. All right.
You can't take, you know, for listeners, do not take life for granted for not even a second. Don't take your family for granted. Definitely don't take your friends for granted. You know, if someone's trying to reach out with you, don't keep putting them on the back burner. You know, hey, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you tomorrow. No.
You're right.
You know,
I fall into that for the work. We always get so busy. And, you know, I fall into that too. You know what I mean? So I'm so busy, and I don't have time to talk to my mom, my dad, you know, or my friends when they call me, and I feel terrible. And at some moments when I'm driving, I'm like, you know what, all I do is work, for what?
Yes.
You know, to slave
this
for the system.
This freaking fake-ass dollar.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, you're slaving and slaving for this corrupt, illegal system that we live in.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It's like you put everything that's most important on the back burner, but you're right, Renegade, you're right. We can't keep doing that. It's not like we intentionally do it. We just don't know we're doing at the time. But sometimes I sit back and I'm like, you know what? I got to go see my parents, you know, stop by, even if it's 10 minutes or something.
Right.
Hey, guys.
Or call my friend back or, you know.
Yeah, you know, everyone's sitting here talking about this system and, you know, anarchy and all, and I was sitting back and listening, and they just kept bringing it to my head. Like, you know, we are so – it's like they press us for time. You know what I mean? It's like we're in a rush here.
Yeah.
We're in a rush here. And, you know, I heard you guys are talking about football now. I hate freaking football with a passion. I even played football for years. And I hate it because it's a distraction. That's why. You know,
right.
You guys are awake. More power to you. We all need to take that freaking blue pill. I take it when I watch tennis or ride my cycle or, you know, do whatever. But we all need that downtime. And, hey, I respect that. But for the sheeple, turn off the damn TV, you idiots.
But we do have our
news,
things.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah,
at least
exactly.
Football is
yeah,
a brain, it's a mind workout, you know, but, you know, turn off the fucking news, man. Don't listen
yeah.
to that shit. And
right.
nice topic, I guess we the guest was flaked out. Tonight's topic was sovereign citizenry, which is an oxymoron, but anybody
yeah.
want to talk about that?
Let me.
Well,
I was just going to say one more thing about that. Live life as if your dreams are real. That's one. I'm staring at that quote right now. Live life as if your dreams are real. Live it. It's the art of your life. Every day.
I have a verse in one of my songs called "Last Voice for Liberty." We are Americans, sovereign and free. And someone had kind of gotten back to me about that. We're like, we're really not sovereign anymore. They've destroyed sovereignty in this country while we were sleeping.
Yep.
We need to fight
well,
to get not only reinstate the Constitution, which it should never have been taken out of the equation anyway, but to bring sovereignty, to bring, you know, us being sujurus. We are our own kings, and that's also what being sovereign means. You are your own king and queen.
Right.
And it's time we get treated like that again.
Yep.
Yeah, but the thing is do you really need a piece of paper to tell you that
no.
you're a free-thinking individual?
No, nope.
Actually, Austin, it's come to the point where if that piece of paper pushes these oligarch backs and keeps them shackled in a sense, that's what we need. You know, and that's what they
want,
say. I hear
I
you.
Want,
I hear you, brother.
I don't want slavery but, light. I don't want slavery light at all. I want liberty. And if the if there is a constitution and it's not voluntary, that is a slave master to me.
Absolutely. You're right, totally
you know,
right, man.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I was going to say, you know, the world we live in, unfortunately, we're surrounded by these Luciferian, satanic, tyrant oligarchs that think because they own everything, they own us. And unfortunately, sometimes it comes down to a piece of paper. But I hear you. It shouldn't be about that. These people should respect our lives. They should respect us as kings and queens, but they don't. They want to kill us on every level possible. And if they're not killing us, they're trying to control us. It's bad, man. It's really getting out of control. I mean, from what I heard today, now we got 7 jets missing from Libya. What are they going to do with them? If that's
11,
even true. 11, yeah,
11.
My fault. 11 jets. Yes, 11 missing from Libya. Good night, Javin. 11 missing from Libya. No, either for one, either that's real and they're going to use them for false flag, or check this out. That's fake bull crap. And they'll either use drones, or that's just total disinfo to get people up in arms. So you don't know what to believe with the Zionist media. But, you know, we're smart to read between the lines, so if something does happen, we know where it came from. But honestly,
well, hopefully they
now
hit
that
Tel Aviv and Washington.
Well, now that it's out in the public, they're probably going to try to pull the plug on whatever their plans were. That's what they do, because they live in fear of being found out.
Whatever
so
you think the government is doing, it's doing far worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I believe, I forget which CIA, ex-CIA agent said that, but
Chip
it Tatum. Rings more and more true every day.
Chip Tatum was one that spoke out big time. He was ex-CIA, goes in, you know, does his biography and just does his report, his whole, like, you know, hour, 2 hour special, and he disappears, like, the next day or 2 days later.
Yeah.
Washes up
Go
on
figure.
Some beach somewhere. Hey, Austin, real quick, I hope you're not upset with me because I borrowed your main squeeze and co-host the other night.
No, not at all. I thought that was awesome. I mean, I listened for about an hour with your discussion with Fritz Springmeier. I have mad respect for the man.
I don't know if you heard what was called at the beginning of the show. She's like, Lisa's like, yeah, Austin says that he's gonna outrate our show. I'm like, I hope he's not upset with me.
Oh, no. No, of course not. I mean that's I mean and yesterday I called in you'll like this, Tom. I called in to date night with the Constitution. And actually they're on NWO Truth Radio. The last hour and 15 minutes I was discussing individualist anarchy. And it looks like they've ran the gamut with the Constitution, and they're talking about changing the name of the show to Date Night with Anarchy. Oh my!
Whoa,
you know,
more people
you
that have been freed.
But you know what it is about the term anarchy? it's been so misconstrued and misused that when people hear anarchy, they think of rioters, they think of freaking just absolute mayhem. That's what
That's the idiots wearing the fucking bandanas throwing Molotov cocktails at private businesses. They're not anarchists.
They're
anarchy entails, it entails a social contract called the non-aggression axiom or the non-aggression principle, which I don't ascribe to. If you piss me off, I'll punch you in the fucking mouth, and that's the end of it. We're going to fist fight. We're going to settle it like men. That's the end of it. I don't subscribe to, like, the fucking non-aggression thing, whatever.
Well,
you know,
well, here's the thing about that. It's not
anarchism, it's not
a social contract.
No authority. The abolition of authority.
The non-aggression principle is not a social contract. It's an axiom that
I, as an individual...
Wait, hold on. It's an axiom that I, as an individual, choose to live by, and it's a moral compass for me.
It is voluntary.
You know what, though? Sometimes we have to add that element of aggression because, you know, I say it all the time, and it's actually in one of my songs. They ain't hearing us. They need to be fearing us.
I agree totally.
Well, I I'm not saying that I'm a pacifist by any means. I mean, you come at me or my family or my loved ones, and I'm going to defend myself to the best of my ability. And if it means putting a cap in your ass and killing you, that's what it comes to. I'm gonna regret. I'm gonna have a bad feeling doing it, but I'm gonna do what I have to do.
Here's why I piss on the non-aggression principle. If a little girl comes around and says this guy molested me, I'm not gonna seek proof. I'm not gonna put him on trial. I'm gonna go fucking kill the guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
wow!
Aggression. Aggression is needed sometimes, straight up. And that's, like, do we really need cops? No, we don't need cops to settle shit.
We never had cops before, though. That's the thing. We had peace officers. Remember the old pictures of them? They walk around with batons. They never had guns. They never had guns.
I like you.
They didn't have guns until the 1930s.
Right on.
Thank you, man.
well, they really didn't. I mean, What the hell has happened to America? I mean,
became an industrial complex.
Let's look at things logically. I mean, you give a guy
military
in Timbuktu, Iowa, you give some small town with 3,000 people, you give them an MRAP vehicle and a bunch of automatic weapons. What the hell do you think human nature is going to be?
They're going
to
want
to
use it. You give a kid a new toy, they want
to
use it right away.
But they have to use it, they have to give it back.
Right. I was just going to say that,
that's
too.
In the contract.
How
fucked up is that? They have to use it within the first year or they're penalized for it. What?
I was just going to say that.
Same.
And by the way, those vehicles are heavily armored to where you can't roadside bomb them.
On the right rear tire, there is a brake pod. It's a silver... almost cylinder type thing. You shoot that, they can't operate anymore. They can go, but they can't stop. So aim for the right rear tire. Aim for the silver cylinder-like object that's called the brake pod. Hit that, and they're fucked. You're welcome,
you know,
America.
What? I hope it never comes to that, because these cops swore an oath, and they need to go with the oath before orders thing. They really do.
They swore an oath to a slave document. Fuck them.
True. I understand that.
I can't wait to fucking blow their heads off, honestly, because fuck them.
Austin, you made a comment about, you know, if someone comes after, you know, me or my family. You know, my song, Divided Again, is exactly that. You know, we are a family. All of us are a family. We shouldn't tolerate it on any level at all. You know, we see these freaking treasonous cops going after somebody. We should all, like, be getting out of our cars and going up and shock a cop. I don't know if you caught that, by the way. My whole shot.
Oh, you're right. And when you're right, you're right. And you're always right.
nice sound wave right there. Every cop, I would like to interject. Every cop is treasonous because they violate individual liberty on a daily basis on politicians' whims.
All of them. Lawyers, judges, treasonous, traitors to our country. The cops, all the way up the line. The politicians, they're, we're just sitting back worrying about Monday Night Football. Cracks me up.
I love
football,
but all cops and all military are all welfare whores. And I can prove it. I'm just waiting for the butthurt email to come in, and I'll hurt some more butts when that happens, because there's two parts to every economy. There's the productive sector and the parasitic sector. The productive sector actually helps people, whereas the parasitic sector, like cops and military, they thrive on welfare. They do not provide a service. They are killing machines. They are machines of oppression. All they do is hurt people at a deficit. So fuck all cops, fuck all military. I stand by that.
Do you have to like the group Fear Factory?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yeah, I've heard Fear Factory.
I forgot
when
to
I was
play
really
the
young,
No Morons.
I'm 26.
I forgot to play the No Morons warning when I came back from the break.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Fuck the First Amendment, man. Come on now.
Well,
I don't need permission to speak freely.
I mean,
come on.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, you need a piece of paper, to tell
do
the
anything.
Government things they can't do. Remember, that's what the Constitution is to protect us from government infringing and government overrides. Remember.
How about this? You need a piece of paper to do almost anything these days. I want to put up a deck in my backyard. I got to go get a piece of paper called a permit. I want to drive a car. Actually, I don't drive. We're travelers. So if I want to travel,
yes.
They make me think that I have to get a freaking
sovereign.
Piece of paper. Okay? And check this out. We even need a piece of paper to wipe our ass.
Well, California?
Dude.
Did you hear what California wanted to start doing?
No. Cali?
Okay.
I can only imagine.
Cali wanted to start doing, and I watched the interview on it, earlier in the year, what they want to try to do is impose a traveling tax per mileage you drive.
Oh, now they're calling it traveling, but then they call it drive. No, when you driving is a commercial term. Let's get that straight.
Right. Exactly.
You're a traveler.
Yep.
Yeah, well, when you travel, let's just say, a certain amount of miles, you're taxed for that. Let me see. Tax for California mileage. Hold on. I'm going to bring it up.
You know what? That is the idiot. That is the land. And no pun intended here, my awake people and all my brothers and sisters that live in California. But I'm talking about the other 80% that are absolute nuts. I call it the land of lunatics, because that's what they are. The Nancy Pelosi followers. These people live in la-la land. I say, just drop that state off.
This is it right here. It says the state gasoline tax of 52.9 cents per gallon could be replaced with a miles-driven fee of 5 cents or so per mile driven under state legislation proposed by Bay Area lawmakers.
That's a lot of money.
And let me see. This is – I don't have the date of this. Oh, May. May 2014 this came out. Okay. And it
Hold
says,
on a minute. You understand they're at the brink of total bankruptcy in that state, if not already bankrupt, and they want to go and pass some shit like this.
Yeah.
No one's going to have money. That state's done. Goodbye.
Well, that's tyranny is ushered in with debt.
Well, exactly. And it says here that may yet be a tough sell, but 5 cents per mile fee could raise over $100 billion for roads in some parts of the state. But what CS is they're going to do it. If they're going to pass this and they're If they're going to pass this and they're going to do this, don't you think other states are going to follow this? It's going to start
It's a testing ground. It's a testing ground.
No, they're not. No, not the South. The South will not do that. The South is actually economically literate, unlike the fucking Yanks up north. No offense to you guys. I hear I'm
no,
moving
that's
to Boston.
Okay.
I hear you renegade with the Boston accent. And Boston, you're from Detroit.
Philly, brother,
no comment
Philly.
On that.
Right out,
and I hear a New York accent too. Also, no comment on New York.
Wow. I'm not from New York.
Yeah, I'm in the liberal bastion of Chicago, so.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah.
I live under the communist regime of Cuomo and de Blasio. So.
Yeah,
and Rockefeller. And Rockefeller,
don't forget him.
Oh, and Rockefeller.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know,
this
is just like, this reminds me of the whole Detroit thing with the shutting off of water. I mean, people, how much more, you know, also I heard you asked one of the guests, you know, what do we do? You know, I'll tell you what we do. We stop talking, we start doing.
Boom.
You say something, you freaking do it. It's that simple.
Yeah.
And that's keep going, I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
No, go for it, man. I'm on my way. I got off tomorrow.
Going back to the Detroit thing, it costs more money to shut these people off than to leave their water running.
That's how
a private company come through. Yeah. Come on.
I'm going to give you the numbers when I look it up, but they spent in one day, $25,000 one day sending out shut off notices. So
it doesn't make any sense.
$25,000, yeah, really? Wasteful spending? You worried about people having water, you're shutting them off for a $100 bill, but you're spending $24,000 on
$24,000? That will get me is water. We have a right to life, and within that right to life, we have a right to things that we need to live, like water. Why are we paying for water? Why are we paying for water?
That's the socialist argument right there, Renegade. That's the socialist argument.
That's what
the left uses. We have a right to life, and then they usher in, like, here's socialized medicine. Like, yeah, fuck that.
No,
if
I'm not talking
right
about medicine.
Life,
that's...
Like,
no,
that's
a
whole
other
thing. Right to whatever you can claim. You know what I mean?
Well,
you go get your water. Let me get a second here. I'd like to I'm Tom Jefferson from Facebook. I'm the brutalist. I'm always fucking brutally honest, but I'm from I do a show with Arturo Ruggieroli called Liberty Beacon, where we sit around and do drugs and drink on the couch on the show, you know. We're awesome like that, but here's our plan. We're starting
here
in Nevada.
We're actually friends on Facebook, brother.
Yeah, I think so, man. But what we're doing, here's our plan. We're starting a stateless township. Renegade, you said stop talking and start doing. Well, this has been in the plans for a couple months now. What we're doing is we've got 40 acres in Pahrump, Nevada. And what we're going to start doing is we're going to start developing the land. We're going to drill some wells. We're going to run irrigation so we can farm. What we're going to do is start a township called New Liberty Township. And in this township, we are going to deny, you know, this is going to be for liberty lovers only. No police allowed. No government interference whatsoever. What we plan to do is try to lease it out to people who want to live fucking free. But stipulation is you must be armed and you must be willing to back up your talk with the walk. We're going to make a stand, and who knows, it might be successful because I was at the Bundy Ranch for about a month. It might be successful here in Nevada, or it might not be. But what we're trying to do is we want people that are about liberty. I'm not talking, even if you're a constitutionalist, that's cool, doesn't matter. As long as you respect individual liberty and property rights, you're okay here in the New Liberty Township. It's being developed. We're actually getting the 40 acres in about a week. It's going to be signed over. And then I'm moving to Boston so I can become a pharmacy tech through CVS, and then I can go to a private company and make $20 an hour. So with my $20 an hour, I'm going to be putting 80% of my income into the development of New Liberty Township. And my business partner, Arturo Ruggieroli, the co-host of Liberty Beacon Show, he makes just about as much money as I'm going to make. So we're going to put a lot of money into this, and we're trying to get every liberty lover that is gun literate and tactic understanding. We're trying to move everybody there so we can fucking defend ourselves. And we're just going to say no. We're going to say fucking no to thugs. With
just
whether
you
have a badge, no fucking police allowed, no IRS, fuck you, get the fuck out. We'll deal with it ourselves. Any problems that we have, not like a commune. No, it's not a fucking commune. There's property rights, and we're going to get off the dollar. We're going to barter. We're going to trade things of value instead of dollars or other currencies. We're going to, you know, Galt's Gulch, founded by Jeff Berwick, that's a fail. They're fucking up right now. So we're going to prove them wrong. Jeff Berwick is a millionaire, by the way. He's a brilliant guy, don't get me wrong. I'm going to pay him about $150 to come on the show to interview him. But what we're going to do here in the New Liberty Township in Pahrump, Nevada, is we're going to make a fucking stand, okay? And
there you go.
It's time, dude. It's time to start saying no. Let's start the example. This is going to be the Boston Tea Party of our time. And if any
That's
of
right.
you are interested in that, get at me, statistslayer@yahoo.com, or, you know, just friend Tom Jefferson on Facebook. If you guys let me know if you're going to friend me, I'll make room because I'm already at 5,000, so I'll fucking delete some statists. And, you know, if you guys are down, just send me a message, all right?
Hey, two things
Go
real
ahead.
Quick, brother. For once, I just want to give you a heads up. Before you drill, check that area, because what we got going on now are people like T. Boone Pickens and that scumbag from Nestle claiming water rights. So if you drill a well and you hit one of their aquifers or, you know, an underground river or something that they've already said that they own, you might have some problems there. So check into that first.
Well, if we own the land and we drill, they don't own that aquifer, so fuck them. They're French anyway. If you point a gun at them, they'll run, so I'm not worried about it.
They'll try to say that they do if they bought the rights to that, however far, you know, the square mileage is of where they're trying to pump from, like up in Connecticut, just watch out. I'm just giving you a heads up, man. You know,
I appreciate the heads up, but I'm really not worried about it. We're going there with the intention of making a fucking stand and saying no to all of the fascism, all the corporatism. We're done with it, dude. That's why we're going there. We're going to be self-sustaining, off the grid, all solar, because this is Nevada. If you can install the solar panels are cheap. It's just the labor is what kills you when you install solar panels. So you do it yourself. That's the whole reason we're going there, is to be self-sustaining. We don't need fucking energy because there's a fucking sun, you know? You don't need all that bullshit. Yeah,
you might
need some fuel for the tractors and stuff like that, of course, but...
Well, there's ways around that. You're running diesel, man. I mean, run freaking kerosene or something like that. I mean, you know...
No, you can make diesel pretty easily.
Oh,
there's
absolutely.
There's a very short process.
Hey, one more thing. Don't refer yourself to the Boston Tea Party. We were taught a lie in school. That had to do with the freaking people that are part of the problem right now in this world, the Freemasons. It had nothing to do with people dumping. So don't say what you're trying to do.
I don't really
don't
care
even...
about the Freemasons and stuff like that. They don't. I mean, well, yeah, secret society, whatever. Yeah, it's kind of red flag, but
you're doing
them.
something better than the Boston Tea Party.
Doing it.
I think the
problem
the
today
now.
Lies with the cult of statism. I don't give a fuck about the Freemasons. They wear funny fucking dresses. They're not men. They wear fucking dresses.
It's a sausage party.
Take the fucking dress off, bitch. Let's fight.
It's a sausage party, man.
Fuck
what do you expect?
Fuck the Freemasons. The Boston Tea Party was more of a statement that, you want to tax the tea? Well, fuck the tea. You know, when I get to Boston, I think I'm going to do this on an introduction to one of our Liberty Beacon shows. You know, I'm going to throw some weed into the harbor. Yeah, you want to legalize weed and start taxing it? Ah, Boston Weed Party, motherfucker. You know, I'll waste some really bad weed. Not good weed. I'm never going to throw good
some
weed
swag
into the fucking harbor.
The brown stuff, man.
I'll buy a half pound, sell it all, and then I'll throw all the shake into the fucking harbor, you know?
That's on dirt weed.
You know how we do, bro. You know how we do. This is Liberty, Ron.
Back in Detroit, we called that shit 8 Mile. That fucking shitty fucking brown, that brown Mexican shit. 8 Mile.
Yeah.
You know what they do,
oh,
you know what they do in Philly? That crap that you get all shake and all the browns we call stepped on, or I used to call wormweed, they take Raid and spray Raid on it so it gets
you
high.
Yeah, to weigh it down. Yeah, or Windex, too. Windex does it, too. I used to sell weed, so I did it.
Oh, my God.
Florida.
I used to get the expensive stuff. I knew a bunch of hippies.
Yeah, weigh it down.
I'm so old, I remember the paraquat shit.
Wow, you're fucking dating yourself, Austin.
Yo, how about this shit they got going on now? Go crocodile. Did you see that?
Oh, fuck.
Crocodile, man, from Russia.
Yep.
Yeah. I would never do that. Oh,
my God. You know what? That shit just goes to show you how sad addiction is. These people know the consequences, yet they're doing it, and they're watching their flesh literally melt off their body.
And all that my God, it's nasty.
It's codeine and gasoline, and they're shooting
I like psychedelics, and I like a lot of cocaine and ecstasy and psychedelics. That's about all I'll do. Maybe, you know, DMT falls into the psychedelics, but heroin is also pretty nice. I like that. Don't use that. Don't try that at home. Go to your friend's house. I was reading some comics, you know, like, don't try this at home. Hey, can I go to Uncle John's house? Sorry, I'm
well. Drunk. I've mellowed out in my old age, just a little bit of Humboldt County and that Crown Royal every now and then.
Oh,
that's
man, you're,
for
by the way,
medicinal
drink.
Purposes, though.
I was thinking
drink
about doing that on
guitar.
The trip when I was playing, that Austin came along, you know, one night he was off, he came down to the strip when I was playing, that's what I do, I'm a street performer in Vegas here. So Austin came down, we went, and we're like, hey, yeah, let's go get drunk. So we went and got a bottle of fucking Crown Royal, and we came back, and I was jamming. And Austin's over here, like the greedy capitalist pig he is. He was selling $5 shots of Crown Royal right out of the bottle, and he gave me all the proceeds. What a nice guy.
That's
greedy
awesome.
Capitalist pig. Capitalist
yeah, you're
pig.
Saying you're a street performer.
Hey,
what, did you play guitar and sing?
Wait a second.
I play guitar and sing like a fucking
nice.
Boss, bro. Ask Austin, man. I'm pretty good. I don't want to toot my own
yeah,
horn.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Can you hang with the Renegade?
Shut
now,
up,
wait
dude.
A second.
Pretty good.
I wasn't
good.
A
I'm
capitalist
fucking
pig. I wasn't a capitalist pig. It was strictly voluntary. They volunteered to put $5 in the bucket and take a swig.
I made 100 that night, by the way.
Nice.
You probably put 20 in that. You probably sold about four shots, but yeah.
Hey, when I come out to visit Austin, I'll bring my tailor with, and I'll join you on the street.
I'm moving to Boston. I can tell by your accent. Are you still in Boston? I'm moving to Boston on Friday.
No, brother. I'm in Philly. I ain't up in
all
Boston.
Right.
Boston. Thank you, Bar. Val's accent is actually closer to a Boston accent than mine.
Really?
Val's a Brooklyn girl.
Well,
yes, she is.
I've been drinking Steel Reserve, so don't judge me, guys.
We can go down south and there's.
When are you going to quit eating that McDonald's shit and start drinking real beer?
Oh.
No. Fuck that. Like, I really want to cook. Why the fuck would I cook? I'll just walk down
to McDonald's.
Oh, man,
don't be eating McDonald's, brother. They're part of the problem.
I'm all about... Oh, that brings up the topic of GMOs. Where's the studies, man? Where's the studies? It's been 60 years.
Oh, there's plenty of studies, man. Plenty of studies.
Shit.
Plus, McDonald's, they're committee of 300, man. These people are scumbags.
McDonald's sucks. Yeah, I like Burger King, but Burger King's not in walking distance for me, so I eat McDonald's. Dollar
Dude,
menu.
I'll tell you what. I'll take that money, go down the street, buy myself some freaking meat and some rolls. I'll cook you up a burger. You'll say, burger who? Renegade, throw another on the grill. No problem. I got you, brother.
Well, my
Somebody
man,
just...
if you ever visit your family in Boston, man, hit me up. I'll give you my number and shit. Well, we're already friends on Facebook, so I'm the really obnoxious guy.
I've never been to Boston, brother. I'm a Philly.
Are you kidding?
The land of the Liberty Bell.
Well, you were there on
He's
a business seminar.
That
that's where you met
reserve,
David.
Man.
So that's why I'm confusing it.
Huh?
Well, he's been drinking that Steel Reserve.
Yeah, 2-11. Going on the fourth one right now.
I got the Melon Madness going on, man.
Yeah.
You got to have some of the Melon Madness.
Let's talk sovereignty since the guy flaked, you know. Let's talk some sovereignty now. How do you guys feel about that?
Sovereignty?
Well,
yeah.
Well,
sovereignty is the shit that killed Elvis. It's good.
How can you be sovereign and call yourself a citizen?
Right.
Oh,
you can't.
Nailed it.
They're complete opposites. Complete fucking opposites. That fucking pisses me off when somebody says, oh, you're one of those fucking sovereign citizens. No, you fucking asshole. I'm a sovereign, not a sovereign citizen. That shit pisses me off to no end.
Well, everybody's supposed to be sovereign. That's the thing.
Right.
Right.
Val.
Right.
Val.
Right. You're right.
Val, you still
that.
Here with us? Val, remember getting in the argument? Remember the argument me and you got in with that freaking U.S. Marshal? Remember
that?
What an idiot. I looked at him and I pointed at him. I said, you know, the Constitution, Second Amendment, it pertains to you too. Like, he seemed to forget that because he's a U.S. Marshal. Oh, and he had better things to do. I have to go to Washington, D.C. Yeah, go down to your corporation, you jackass.
Yeah,
well,
he had to
better,
go catch a drug dealer that sells to voluntary customers. freedom.
Even better than that, when I get these people that say, oh, are you one of those in that free man group? No, motherfucker,
right.
I'm free. I'm a free man. It doesn't.
Right.
I'm an individual. I'm a free fucking man. It's not a group.
Free man group
free.
Is an oxymoron, also.
Right. Oh,
why
just fucked me off to no end?
Why would people even have a problem with that? See, this is the
I'm
point where
man,
we're at.
Aren't you?
Because they believe in a social contract. They think that you should pay taxes for the betterment of other people
right.
that are fucking
They're
retarded.
Illegal. They're illegal. They're illegal taxes.
Right? Yeah, my favorite is it's your duty as a citizen and part of the social contract to pay your taxes.
No, it's
I'm
my
bring
duty.
I'm going to bring up Lysander Spooner right now. Where the fuck did I sign? Show me that right now. Where did I sign
right.
that?
Right. That's the same thing I say.
No, Lysander Spooner was a bit of a socialist.
This is what your
well,
duty
Bill,
is.
One of,
yeah. Your duty is to look out for a fellow man.
We got Liberty
and,
Lisa. Lisa, I'm glad you could call in and hang out a little bit. Looks like we're going to go to overtime in a few minutes.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, yeah, it's a tie game. Football season, baby. Football season coming up.
Hey, Lisa.
Guys, I got to go. Guys, I got to go.
Hey,
I got to get my son to bed for school. So, hey, Lisa.
Val, good night.
Later,
great
Val.
Night,
Val.
Good night, all. I'll see you. I'll talk to you guys later.
It was nice
Take
meeting you, Lisa. Take it easy.
Love you, sis.
Oh, it's Val, but nice to meet you, too.
Wow.
Love you, too, brother. Love you, too,
I'm
going to
blame
brother.
That on Steel Reserve,
I
okay?
I beat him, brother. What was that?
Fucking Steel Reserve.
Steel Reserve, man.
With you?
I'm going to blame that on Steel Reserve.
What the
That's
fuck is wrong
Thank you
with
for
you?
Not being a communist in liberal New York. I appreciate that. You're awesome.
Oh, no. I got to get the hell out of here. I don't belong here anymore.
No, you don't. You got to get out, babe. You got to get out.
Yeah,
I've been telling you that for
Think
3 years
New York
now.
Is bad. Fucking come
I
to
know.
Chicago.
That's Rockefeller
right.
Stadium.
Right, well.
The whole state is Rockefeller Stadium.
Yeah, I have a certain
yeah.
situation
wow.
I can't leave yet.
Renegade.
So,
nailed
but
it,
I will.
Man, again.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It's disgusting here. I can't stand it.
Where do you think Obama learned his fucking tricks of the trade? He grew up, he learned them from fucking Chicago politics.
That's
yeah.
right.
That's where I live.
Well, that also helped with the MK Ultra
yeah.
Conditioning he had.
Right.
Is that you, Brian?
Yeah.
You're still there.
I mean, that fucking progressive fucking liberal bastion of fucking Chicago. I swear I feel like I'm alone most of these days. It's like I talk to people on the fucking street and it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, do you not see what the fuck is going on? It blows my mind. It just blows my mind.
You know,
no,
at the Bundy Ranch,
iPhone.
There was only one person from Chicago at the Bundy Ranch. And I was surprised. I was like, what? You're from Chicago and you're here? But, yeah, at least somebody.
You
should have
took his number
up.
Because we should. You should have took his number because, fuck, I don't know too many people around here that are. And sorry for anybody that's listening in from Chicago or any place close to here. This is a fucking shithole. It's a shit. It's a liberal fucking progressive
shit. His name is Colin McCarthy, if you want to try to add him on Facebook. I think, I'm pretty sure he adds everyone like I do.
Okay.
And he still
I'm gonna send you a friend request as well.
Every post, I'm making fun of him. Every fucking post, and he still hasn't deleted me. Like, you know, I'm not making fun of him personally. I'm just ragging on his beliefs, like the Constitution and, you know, the cult of Christianity. Not that I'm opposed to Jesus Christ. I like Jesus. I just don't like his followers. You know. Oh,
yeah,
that shit.
Well,
he's still on there. Colin M. McCarthy. Colin with a C-O-L-I-N.
Hold on, brother. I'm a follower, but I'm just not crazy with it.
Right.
I do as
too.
He says. I don't judge people. I give you the respect. I love my brothers and sisters unconditionally.
Right.
You know, a lot of Christians out there
got this
thing
wrong,
man.
I follow the commandments. I follow the commandments.
But you know what? You know what, Renegade? You may not label yourself as a Christian, but that's more Christ-like than most Christians I know.
Nailed it.
To be able to say, "Hey, I love you."
Right. Like I said before, brother, it's about treating others as you want to be treated. That's what
exactly.
It comes down to.
And thank you for not using government to impose that on everybody. I appreciate that also. That makes
you
more Christ-like than others.
I recently had this guy who likes to make videos for people, and he chose to make a video for me. It was great. I didn't ask him to. He just did it and kind of included me in his whole thing and all. But then he saw me promote on Abby Martin's page for RT News. I was trying to, you know, get a couple names out there.
I
threw myself in the mix. Yeah, right. So I mentioned Steve Grant and Diesel Automatic, Immortal Tech, myself, and Ghost Rider. Well, he didn't like that. So next thing I know, I'm getting bashed by him. Not he didn't name my name, but I knew who he was talking about. Remove his videos. I really didn't care. I got my own YouTube channel. And I'm sitting there going, you call yourself a Christian? You're a judgmental bigot. Give me a break. I don't need your support. You know, get away from running against me.
Judge not lest you be judged.
Right. Well, he doesn't understand that.
Right.
Absolute joke.
And I'm not a very religious person, and I understand that. I understand that. I'm spiritual, just like Tom Jefferson. I think we both agree on that. But
DMT, baby.
All right. Religion. it's man-made. It's man-made. It's meant to control.
Brian. Religion is man-made.
The difference between religion and spirituality. I don't understand why a lot of people can't understand that. You can't be an asshole for 6 days in a week and then go sleep in a fucking church for 3 hours or whatever the case may be and be redeemed. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. You can't be an asshole for most of your life and think you can go to fucking church and be a good person. And that's what I see.
Wow. And you're in Chicago, you know?
Yep.
I thought you would have been a retard, but no, you're pretty good with it, man.
Don't worry.
Hey,
I get that a lot.
Hey, Tom Jefferson.
Yes, sir.
You think I'm gonna have a retard co-hosting with me on Gorilla Radio?
No, of course not, dude. After that bottle of Crown Royal we drank, and after I pissed off your neighbor when you brought me back to your house, you know, of course not.
Right.
No, he's a straight-up guy.
Me and Austin have a blast on fucking Facebook playing with the statists. Me and him,
dude,
fucking...
You
go.
Yeah.
Can you send me a friend request?
Yes.
We might even be friends already. I just met some people. I was playing on the strip, and some guy was drunk and mentioned he played guitar, so I gave him the Fender acoustic. And, you know, he played a little bit. He was terrible because he was wasted, but he gave it back, and we started talking, and I mentioned I'm a small L libertarian, classical liberal anarchist, classical liberal anarchist. Let me reiterate, classical liberal, not the modern day shit. And they're like, well, we're anarcho-capitalists. And I'm like, well, that's an oxymoron, but so am I. And, you know, we hit it off, man. And Facebook is awesome, dude. I just fucking ran into Facebook friends on the Vegas trip. Like, that's awesome, man.
Right.
So send it to Tom Jefferson with the my display picture is the Constitution with an anarchy A symbol inked over the Constitution. Tom Jefferson.
Why don't you send
me a friend request, because you won't be able to. There is no other name like mine out there. Mine is Brian Given Richards Family. How much more for that for a fucking sovereign? That's
pretty sovereign, yeah.
Right.
I'm not going to be online until Saturday because I fly into Boston on Friday, and then my friends are picking me up in Boston. We're going to a club and getting fucking wasted and probably banging black chicks, so it's going to be a fun night.
That steel reserve is fucking, that's fucking you up, man.
You see the asses on black chicks? Come on, dude. How could you not fucking tag that shit?
Well, I'm gonna vouch for Tom. He's straight up a good dude, and I have mad props and respect for him.
While you're fucking them from behind, it's really hard to grab their hair because your hand slips off because all the grease. But they have a really nice ass. At least they smell like cocoa butter.
Oh my god!
Exactly. You think that's bad? You should see my posts.
Oh, wow!
His posts are great.
My little kids were excited that I was going to be on the radio tonight, so they wanted to listen to the show. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
No worries.
You're just gonna have to go 2 hours in and forget about the overtime. You'll be okay, Brian.
Right.
You could just edit me out 45 times if you want.
No, I don't edit anything, man. There's no editing. I got in a big hubbub with Freedomizer Radio. I have one of the top rated shows with their network, and I had a bunch of these punk anonymous threatening me and my family. So I fucking called them out in all the Anon groups and called them out.
Oh God!
And there was a lot
of love doing that.
Dropped.
Anonymous is a bunch of fucktard faggots.
Well, Renegade, you were there. You were actually trying to talk me off of that crazy limb. I was on the lunatic fringe. I was upset. Yeah. And my network deleted the show. So I'll never censor or delete. I mean, you'd have to come you'd have to come a lot worse than banging black chicks. I'll put it to you that way to get censored.
No, dude, just wear a condom. You won't even get AIDS. And I say that in an apartment complex. I'm outside and I'm surrounded by minorities. Actually, I'm the minority.
Right.
Not even mad, bro.
I just wanted to throw this around the round table since we're in overtime and we can let our hair down, so to speak. What is racism?
Racism is something that every person, I'm sorry, I'm going to take this. Every person is racist because every person has an understanding of different cultures and how they perceive it different from their own, which makes them racist. Like Hispanics like to eat, you know, they like to eat burritos and drink tequila. So if I recognize the fact that their racial signature is drinking tequila and eating burritos and tacos, I am a racist because I saw the cultural difference between me as an Anglo-Saxon. I'm an English long-haired white man. I see the difference in our cultures. Therefore, I am a racist because I have a imprinted differential of their race. So, therefore, I am racist.
Let
me ask you a question real quick.
In modern-day America, since I'm white, I'm automatically a racist. That's step one, you know.
Yeah, but you're a racist guy. You're talking about, remember, you're talking about banging black chicks, and you'd probably be drinking tequila and eating burritos and tacos with those Mexicans.
Right. No, I'm openly racist. I'm openly racist. I'm openly prejudiced. I would say prejudiced instead of racist because it's my personal preference that I would never impregnate a non-white person. It's my personal preference. And I'm open about that. Like, so you're mad because I won't impregnate someone from a different – that makes you racist, you know? like, oh, you won't impregnate a black chick, then you're racist. No, it's my personal preference to keep my heritage pure. When I say pure, I mean Anglo-Saxon, you know. It's my personal
preference. I just
want to
add something real quick. You're talking about starting this thing in Nevada and all, and you know, you're welcoming people in it, or for liberty and all. your comment about bagging a black chick and wearing a condom, I don't think that's going to win too many liberty-loving African-Americans.
Well,
you
got to understand,
over the top.
Do you see all my posts, Renegade? All my posts, like, my reputation is, like, libertarian brutalist. I'm very brutally honest, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Like, you want to judge me, then don't move there. You know, as simple as that. Not you, of course. I mean, like, in general, like, oh, you want to judge me? Then don't fucking move there. Like, at least I'm honest.
Though.
Honesty is a fucking very – that's what I look for in other people. If you're honest, awesome. I like you automatically. You know what I mean?
Hey, how about
this?
Very I married a white chick with a nice ass.
I'm very prejudiced. Oh, white chick with a nice ass. All day. I'll marry that
brother.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm all about the booty.
I'm very open. I don't hide it. I don't fucking hide it. I'm openly prejudiced. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks about me. You know, that's just my personal preference. You want to judge me? Go ahead and judge.
Let me ask you this, Tom, if you call yourself
a Christian, don't judge me, you know? Not you personally.
Hold on a sec.
Obviously,
I
want to
ask you something. So you
sure.
would prefer to marry someone similar to you instead of someone from a different race, but would you, you're not the type of person that's going to be violent or coerce them because they're a different ethnicity, are you?
No, absolutely not. Like, if I owned a business, it's my personal
choice. I want everyone's money.
Yeah, right. Well, here's the thing. Do I want to hire, like, if it comes down to it, who am I going to hire? My personal preference, I'm going to hire white people. Sorry. If you're a very qualified ethnic person, sure, I'll very much consider it. Absolutely. But my personal preference is I would hire white people. Because, you know what? White people don't steal my fucking bike. White people don't play the knockout game on me. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Am I really racist if a group of blacks is running around punching white people because they're white? Am I the racist then? Because I'm white? Like, what the fuck?
Well, you're the racist because you're being honest and you're putting it out there and saying, you know, well, this is how I feel. I mean, me personally, I'm going to hire the best person for the job. I don't care if you're
Absolutely.
Green with yellow polka dots.
I don't know if you've put in many job applications here in Nevada recently, but when I first got here after the Bundy Ranch, I went online and I was applying at a bunch of corporations and even small businesses online. And when it goes through the application process in Nevada statewide, it says, When you get to the, like, the really personal shit, like, are you 21 or older? Yeah, of course, but, okay, what's your race? Are you white, parentheses, non-Hispanic? Are you Pacific Islander, parentheses, non-Hispanic? Are you Hispanic? Are you black, African-American, parentheses, non-Hispanic? Really, is there not favoritism there, man? Is there not favoritism? It's there. And I'm the fucking racist because I'm honest about what I want. I'm the fucking racist. Okay.
Right.
Test this. Just apply at some resorts. Apply at some small businesses like CVS or
you know what,
or Walgreens
you know what,
or
you know what that is
Smith,
though. That's a
fir- grocery
that's
store.
A affirmative
Kroger.
Action.
Apply at that, and then when you get to the race section. Take a screenshot because everything except Hispanic has parentheses non-Hispanic. Okay, and I'm
the
fucking
racist. I got a better idea. Do this.
I'm the fucking
racist. When you get to that part where they ask you what your ethnicity is, just write American across it.
I love That's not an ethnicity. I'm a man.
It doesn't matter. You're an American. If you're a legal American, just write American across it. That answers that question.
Yeah.
It's like they don't need to know what race you are.
Wait, all right.
You're right.
What the
you're
hell
actually
is a legal
right.
American?
You're right, dude.
What's a legal American? Hold on. What's a legal American, Renegade?
A legal American is someone who was either born here and raised here, or someone that came, or a Native American who, well, this was their land to begin with, or someone that came in here and actually did what they had to do for a I hate saying citizenship, but to become an American. They
like
did a little
that.
Test, they did a little bullshit,
okay,
to get their little, their little piece of paper.
So because they were born here or came here by legal means, to a piece of ground, they're part of the Klan now? Is that what you're saying?
That's the way they look at it.
Well,
that's
not only that. You said that's the way they look at it.
Right.
But not only that, but when you see the section where it says United States citizen,
you
want to
go into that one. I already went through that with the courts. Oh, man, I already talked about that on air.
Yeah, I was going to say. None of us are United States citizens.
No, exactly.
That's a corporation.
Exactly. I posted a picture about this on my page, Renegade Smith.
Okay.
Hi, your last name Smith? Mine too, man. Mine too.
I come straight from
England, bro. My heritage. I'm related to fucking Davy Crockett, dude. I have an ancestry book. I'm related to fucking Davy Crockett, dude.
Nice. But that question
on
and the Every brothers. How about that?
Well, fuck all you
remember
guys.
Them from the 50s?
I'm related to the last fucking king of Ireland, fucking Brian Boru. So I fuck all you guys. I trump your shit.
I sent some fuckery. I'm sorry for quoting Ricky in the trailer park.
I actually took a picture of my jury summons because the first question on that jury summons was, are you a citizen of the United States? And I looked at that. I said, no, I'm not.
Nope.
So I'm looking at all the rest of these questions, and I'm saying to myself, I'm not filling this out. So what I did is I flipped it over to the comment section, and I ripped them. Totally ripped them. And I didn't sign anything, and I sent it to them. And they didn't want me on jury.
Welcome to the terrorist list, my friend. I'm also there. I'm flying out from Las Vegas
to Boston
on Friday morning.
If you're not on a list, you're doing it wrong.
I'm looking forward to getting fucking fingered, two fingers from a TSA. I know I'm gonna get fucked by TSA when I try to go. And I got to deal with TSA twice because I have a layover in Atlanta to get to Boston. What is the sense of that? I'm flying from Las Vegas. Instead of flying from fucking Las Vegas to Massachusetts, I gotta fly directly east to fucking Atlanta and then go northeast from Atlanta to fucking Boston. What fucking sense does that make?
That's because they have a geoengineering route that they have to run.
Yeah, it's definitely geoengineered. It's definitely geoengineered. While I openly came out as a prejudiced person, I don't like the Jews either. I don't know your friend, Austin. You said you had a good friend who's a Jew. I don't like Jews. I don't like any person who's a member of a cult, like Christianity, Muslim, Jew. I don't like anybody that's a member of any fucking cult, because that's what religion is.
Look,
religion is a cult.
Tom, I believe in God the Creator, okay? I am not in any man-created religious cult. You won't see
what makes
me
your
thumping
God
a Bible.
The true religion. What makes your God the true religion?
Right.
Your
I believe
God,
in a creator.
The Christian God is identical to four other Middle Eastern gods of the Mediterranean region at the same time. What makes your God true?
Well, my God is everybody's God. My God's all their gods too. I just look at things logically. I see God's fingerprint. I see the pie. I see Fibonacci sequence, sacred geometry over and over and over, from the smallest thing to largest things to universes.
which is all actually in your mind, but that's a whole other show. But
let me ask you this, Austin.
DMT is amazing. DMT is so good.
Right. Let me ask you this, Austin.
I'm just
what's the reverse of God?
Oh,
the reverse of God is
you fucking
it would be the cre- would be the destroyer.
The dog.
It'd be called the New World
Order.
It's called the New World
Order. Energy. There is no destroyer. Satan.
It's called the New World Order. That's the opposite of God.
Well,
amen.
Yeah, but
it is.
Well, hey guys, I got to jump off. I got my beautiful wife sitting right next to me right now, and I want to spend some quality time with her.
Go fuck her. Oh, sorry for being brutally honest, but stick with my friend.
It's been fun. Guy, awesome. Thanks for having me on. God bless all you.
Renegade, I'm so sorry, man. I'm just like, I was like sidewinded from that. I mean,
I'm
fucked up. We lost a brother in arms. We really did.
Yes, we did.
Mr.
Renegade, David, moment, another moment of silence before you leave, Renegade. For David.
Absolutely, for David Fry. Comes the Warriors. Warriors never die. We move on to the next level, and we conquer there.
Amen,
that's
brother.
What it's all about.
I mean, it is. It is. I mean, you know, speaking of religion and God or Creator or whatever you want, whatever you feel comfortable calling the ultimate architect of things, who you can actually see fingerprints from.
Absolutely.
Throughout the universe. Right. I mean, that to me hammers me every day, and that reaffirms my belief in the Creator, in God.
Do you deny evolution?
Absolutely.
Even if
evolution,
science pretty much nails it with evolution, but
not really.
Not
it's
really.
Science, and that's why they steer away from the heliocentric version of the whole existence of this planet. They want nothing to do with it.
So did we just appear as the Neanderthals?
I'm gonna knock your evolution shit out the window with this. Do you know that they found 200,000-year-old remains in the Midwest of the United States that showed a thriving civilization? Now, how does that fucking fit in with your evolution? A 200,000-year-old
society. Because evolution's been going on for hundreds of thousands of years, dude.
You can't evolve from
Did we de-evolve?
All it would take to disprove evolution is finding one fossil. All you would have to do to disprove the theory of evolution is find one fossil that has not been located yet.
Let me ask you this. You're talking
about evolution. That's all you have to do
evolution.
To prove evolution
hold on,
is find
hold on,
one
hold on.
Fucking fossil,
now the scientist,
bro.
Hold on. The guy with a Bachelor of Science degree in science is gonna talk to you and ask you a question. If this thing called evolution is true, how come there is no remains or no living being that is between two different species?
Right.
But
there's a thing called Homo sapiens.
All right.
It started with Neanderthals in Africa, and then in Europe, it started with Homo sapiens. So Neanderthals and Homo sapiens. Okay. They were all we are. All we are talking fucking monkeys. Okay, that's all we are on an organic spaceship. Okay, so the theory of evolution. So energy cannot be destroyed, right? So we were just created as talking monkeys, is what you're claiming?
No.
Okay. So everything on Earth started out as life and water, okay? And then some fish, some amphibians made their way onto land when they started developing lungs. It takes millions upon millions of years to evolve. Okay, so what happened was started out as sea life, and then the predators drove the other amphibians onto land, and the other amphibians made their way onto, like, freshwater. And what happened
Wait a second. Everything is created. Pretty much every species has been here, but that's my belief. Now I'm gonna throw something at you. Okay.
So you're saying a fish was swimming. How can life exist without the moon creating impact? First, explain that. When a big ass piece of rock hit this big ass piece of rock we call home, and then it bounced out and then went into orbit as a moon, because life can't exist without the moon. So
there is no doubt that life can't exist without the moon. That goes to my point of creationism, that everything is created and put into place. Listen, hold on. Now
I'm listening.
How come man, ever since he realized it, is trying to put organic molecules together and just to create a virus, the most minuscule living thing, living entity, and cannot do it?
So you're going to straw man?
No, that's not a straw man. That's a fact. And
right.
What's with the straw man?
That's definitely a misrepresentation.
How am I
misrepresenting? Let me get in the middle of this. Let's all be clear here. We really don't know.
The Big Bang aside.
Yeah, but we really, in all honesty, we really don't know. It's okay. You can say it. We don't know. Boom.
True.
It does. You don't know. You don't know how it started. We don't know our true origins.
All we know is energy cannot be destroyed. Therefore,
we could be an alien fucking species to this planet, for all we know. That's conspiracy shit, I agree. But for all we know, we could be alien to this fucking planet. Now, like the monkey thing?
No, we can't be alien to this planet. No, absolutely not. The odds are so slim to us being alien to this planet. I mean, in the sense that when the moon-creating impact happened, there was bacteria on the rocks that smashed into the earth, and with the molten heat created life, and then the moon came out and supported the life that was on the rocks. Like, it all became molten, and then we had the moon, and the moon started revolving, and then life began here on Earth. I mean, that's pretty much a given. You can't explain it any other fucking way than with the very limited science that we have. You know, that's pretty much what happened. We have a pretty good guess about, like, it's not even a guess. Like, that's actually what happened. Like, when the moon-creating impact happened, there was so much molten heat, and the bacteria thrived in that. And there was so much when the moon creating impact happened. There was a lot of hydrogen that smashed right into the earth, and the heat created the molten. This is where we'll never agree
because there is always God's fingerprint. There is something special about any living creature, be it the smallest ant, man? It's called the spark of life. A living thing.
Can you be more descriptive?
I can't, because that's the whole point I'm trying to make.
Sounds like a faith-based argument instead of a scientific argument.
But I'm basing it on scientific fact. You're trying to tell me that moon.
No, you're basing it on faith, dude.
Well, of course I am. I'm basing it on logic too, because I logically look around, and like, wow, that's a living thing. They have not found a living thing. Wait. They have not found a living thing with our parameters of what life is anywhere.
Right. Look at human beings in general. Look at human beings in general. When you look at human beings as opposed to a lot of other animals, we are not well adapted to this planet. Facts are facts. We are not well adapted to this planet. So
I don't know anything about Neanderthals and Homo sapiens.
Yes. But look at the
reason we're here is because Homo sapiens. Everybody, every living person has Neanderthal DNA within them, but the Homo sapiens adapted more intelligently and physically. That's why Neanderthals are gone. That's why men are men right now, because the Neanderthal gene is in every one of us because they racially mixed. And the Homo sapiens became more dominant because they were smarter. They ate more meat. They were smart enough to make tools to kill the meat and eat more meat than the Neanderthals did. And that's where humans come from. We come from Homo sapiens. The Neanderthals were outbred like 26,000 BC, and it just became all about Homo sapiens then. Are you kidding? You're laughing. That's not a faith-based assertion. That's pretty much fact.
No, I'm listening to an anti-theist putting together arguments about rocks coming from outer space with bacteria and hitting the earth, making the moon just right. You know, there was a study.
Do you think life just came out of nowhere?
Energy transfers, man.
Are you kidding?
No, you're not even let me finish. So I don't have to mute you.
I'll let you finish, but it's a fallacy, bro. I'm telling you.
It's not a fallacy. They did a statistical analysis of the odds of
what you're talking about.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
They did a statistical analysis of all the things that had to happen and come together for life to be on this planet. And it was 1 to the 68th power to 1. So you are telling me your anti-theist argument that this 1 to the 68th power, you like those odds, but you mock me because I believe that there was a creator, an architect, and I see his fingerprint. I mean, however you want to debate it, I mean, we don't know. We really don't know. We try to understand because that's human nature, but we really don't know.
Right, and that's the big point here, and I don't think anybody can disagree with that.
May I rebuttal? Okay, whatever study that you saw, like 1 to the 68th power, really? What kind of credibility does that have? You have evolution. You have proof of Darwin's theory. Like, it has come to light just as Einstein's theory of relativity, just as Isaac Newton's theory of gravity. Evolution is the theory of evolution exists because it has not been disproven this day and age.
It's a theory.
How did Earth just randomly spawn all this energy?
Tom, hold on.
How did Earth just randomly spawn this? You think like somebody was like, okay, well, like God is playing The Sims. Like, okay, well, I'm gonna create life over here. This is the Garden of Eden. Click, click, right click.
Why is that any more foolish than believing that a rock full of bacteria from outer space hit the Earth and became the moon?
Dude, how is it illogical that bacteria was transferred on another rock, boom, and it lands here, and all the molten shit happens.
Well,
and then there's the moon. The moon drifts off, and the moon goes in orbit.
Wait.
How is that illogical?
No. You're saying that there would have to be another planet somewhere else that had life that this magically broke off of, flew into the Earth.
Bro,
and
I'm
then,
not
then
God.
Piece
I don't
of
know.
It became the moon. Well, no, that's talking about a straw man. That's the argument you're presenting. Because if this rock came with bacteria, the bacteria had to come from somewhere. Where did that come from?
That's from the creator. I'm not arguing that. The bacteria, there's a chemical reaction.
So you do believe in a creator?
I believe in a creator, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm agnostic. Didn't you hear when I talked about DMT? I used to I'm still an anti-theist. Don't confuse that. Don't confuse my anti-theology with atheism. I'm no longer an atheist after DMT. no, there's no way. There's no fucking way. It's just wrong to believe. Atheism is wrong. It's absolutely incorrect.
Right.
Atheism is another religion. It's the religion of anti-religion.
It's not. That's like calling me as an anarchist. I'm apolitical, meaning I do not participate in politics. Okay, that's what atheism means. Atheism means I do not participate in theology. So atheism is not a religion to begin with. It's not. It really is not. It's just the rejection. Atheism is the rejection of theology, just as apoliticalism is the rejection of politics. I don't participate in theology, and I don't participate in politics. I am apolitical, you know? But I am as when it comes to the creation of did I really say that? I just proved your point. When it comes to the creation of life, you know,
it's very confounding. It doesn't matter if you're an atheist, if you're religious or whatever. The spark of life and the creation of life is the ultimate puzzle.
Right. We hit the nail on the head. Quite a while ago when I said it, and I think we all agreed on it, we don't really know for sure.
We don't know.
We have theories. Some of them are better than others, but we don't know for sure. Plain and simple, we don't know for sure.
I prefer science to faith.
I do as well. But I do as well, but I do not, like yourself, I do not deny that there is whatever you want to call him, her, it, whatever, and I don't care about that.
It's going to be an it. It's got to be an it.
Well, whatever the case may be.
God's a tranny.
It's a creator.
God's a
but
tranny,
I don't know.
Man.
But I don't even know that. I don't even know that. I see the signs like Austin sees, but I don't even know that. I don't know.
Nobody knows, man.
Right, and that's the big thing that I tell people all the time is, you know what, it's okay to not know something. You know, everybody wants to have the answers. It's all right. You can admit it. You don't know. It's okay.
As long as you're not scared to ask the question.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. But that's part of losing ego is to be able to admit to yourself that you don't know. One of my biggest things I say to people all the time is I know very little and understand even less.
Another great quote.
Right. but it's true. It's true. But that comes right from from Socrates. When he went up to now I'm losing my train of thought, but when he went up to I'm trying to think of not Mount Olympus, but he went up there to the apostles or whatever the hell they call it. I forget what it's called, but he went up there and somebody in the village told him that they asked who's the smartest man in this village, and they said Socrates, and Socrates said the oracle. That's what it is, and Socrates, how is that possible?
How is that possible? So he went back up to the oracle and asked himself, and they said, you are the smartest man in this village. And he's like, that's not possible. There's no way. Because I know I'm not
smart.
They
did the same. They did the same thing to Isaac Newton, by the way.
Right, right. And he went
Galileo.
Back up to the village. He went down back
and
to the
Copernicus.
Village. He went back
Copernicus.
Down to the village.
Yeah. The church.
And he started asking people around the village what they knew. And everybody could answer, oh, I know how to do this, I know this, I know that, I know that. And Socrates' answer was, I know very little, and I understand even less. So how am I the smartest man? It's when you lose that ego, when you lose that perception that you
ego
have to
death,
have all
man,
the answers.
Ego death, man, I love DMT.
Right. When you lose that ego that you have to know the answers, that's when you start reaching true enlightenment. That's when you start becoming the real you, not the ego you. So
right.
You're
talking about the spiritual you.
Right. Well, you can't even put a label on what it is exactly. You can't even put a label on that. You know, whatever you want to call it. Look at it this way. Now, take the word individual. Break it down phonetically. In, divide, dual. There's
right.
two,
wow, that's
two
fucking
selves.
Brilliant.
There's two selves. There's your ego self and your spiritual self or whatever you want to call it. And it's divided. And a great many people, their ego is overinflated, and that's what's dominating their thought patterns and what they believe. Once you get back into balance, you realize how much bullshit is out there. What do we really know? There's about, you could probably list a few things. We're on a big giant rock fucking orbiting.
Organic spaceship.
Right.
We are talking monkeys on an organic spaceship. Think about that.
Right. We're on a rock. We call it Earth. We don't even know if that's the correct name. We just call it that. We call it Earth.
Right.
We're dependent on it for our survival. We're traveling in fucking space on an organic spaceship.
10,000 miles per hour.
And a vast majority of the rest of the shit, we think we know, but we don't really know. That's it. I mean, there are obviously like gravity and stuff like that. That's been proven. There are certain laws that we know. But a vast majority of this shit, we just think we know. Or we tell ourselves that
right.
we know.
Yeah,
you
know? If you look at physics and get into the quantum world, I mean,
right.
I just peed in the sink.
It's just mind blowing. And the other thing, talking about famous philosophers, this is my favorite. You know what brilliant idea Plato came up with?
What's that?
Plato?
Democracy. And you know what they did?
The Dewey thing?
They democratically voted to kill him.
Yeah.
well,
irony, huh?
if you've ever read Plato's Republic, I don't know if you guys have read that yet. If you haven't, they have it on audiobook. I strongly suggest it because it's really hard to read. I'll admit it. But what he was doing in Plato's Republic, he wasn't describing a government. He was describing how to logically work out problems. It was a system of logical patterns. I was talking about this before. Most people don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about when I say this. There's what's called the seven classic liberal arts, the trivium and the quadrivium. Basically what that is a system of working out problems piece by piece, step by step. I don't know if you guys even know what that is. You should definitely look that up. And I got some stuff on my page, Freedom Laws on Facebook. I can send you a link for it. But, yeah, people don't even know what the fuck this stuff is about. Nobody reads this stuff. This is not knowledge that you're taught in school. And, in fact, it was removed from school. The trivium and quadrivium was removed when we brought in that Prussian education system. They want a
basically a race of worker bees. That's it. They want people just smart enough to run the machinery, but not think logically, not be able to have critical thinking.
George Carlin.
Right, right. One of my favorites.
No,
I've actually
seen
him.
That was before George Carlin.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to find.
Well, that was in one of his jokes.
Right. I actually got to see George Carlin out in your neck of the woods, both of your neck of the woods, in Las Vegas for my honeymoon a few months before he died.
Wow. Good honeymoon,
yeah.
Bro. Good honeymoon.
Right. And
you married the right chick.
my wife is fucking phenomenal. My wife is fucking phenomenal. But
I can't wait to bang her, honestly. I'm kidding, man.
I know. That's cool.
I'm just
joking, man. No offense, but you got no chance, brother.
My wife's Matt. Well, that's
how the comeback's
always supposed to be.
Well, I've got a small penis that all the chicks think are really cute.
But the side story of that is my wife, we got tables and everything. We got Long Island iced teas in these big fucking souvenir cups, right?
Yes.
And she pounds drinks, right? I know better. We're in Vegas. They don't fucking skimp on the alcohol, right? So I'm just sipping my iced tea, my Long Island. Right. And, well, this was back in the day, too. They're fucking – these were loaded. But anyway, so we're drinking, and I'm sipping them, and she's fucking pounding like three of them, like boom, boom, boom. Like, you know, you might want to slow down. We got a show to go to and this and that. This is how cool my fucking wife is, right? So we get to the show. We're sitting down. About halfway through, she gets sick. She's going to throw up. Now, her first instinct was, we got to go. Like, you're fucking kidding me. I'm not getting up in a fucking George Carlin show and leaving midway through. He's going to say something. He's going to fucking point us out. I'm not doing it. And I paid all this money to go fucking see her coming.
Yeah.
You know what she did?
She sure would have, too, man.
Right. You know what she did? She reached over. I didn't even see her do it. She reached over, threw up in her souvenir cup, and kept on going like a fucking trooper. I had to fucking carry her home all the way across the strip, but she carried on like a fucking trooper. So.
Well, guys, I had to dig it up on the switchboard because it's one of my favorites. Even though you can accuse me of being a libtard, but it's Mario Savio on civil disobedience. It's only like 40 seconds, dude. I want to play it.
Okay.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your body upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. That doesn't mean that you have to break anything.
What?
1,000 people sitting down someplace, not letting anybody by, not letting anything happen, can stop any machine, including this machine, and it will stop.
Oh, snap. Savio.
Right. I think me and Tom disagree on we were talking about the non-aggression principle, and I purposely kind of just, you know, I got off. I didn't enter into that conversation because I believe in the non-aggression principle. It's my philosophy, not anybody else's. Obviously, if somebody tried to hurt my daughter or my son or my family, I'd fuck their ass up. No question about it. But,
dude, fuck the non-aggression principle. Fuck that right in the ass. It's a social contract. It really is.
Well, it
isn't because it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up.
Well, you know, because
you're not forced to abide by it, so it's not really a contract. So
right, that's why I say I believe in it, and I don't think this is my personal opinion, and I think you're going to disagree with it, but that's fine. My personal opinion is you cannot fight this violent, coercive system with more violence and force. Can't do it. If you fight fire with fire, you're going to get more fire. If we're going to
get burnt.
Right. So how does solving the problem of violence and aggression with more – how do you solve it with more violence and aggression? You can't.
Well,
it makes less sense to be
a sadist.
But no, but defense is not aggression. You have the right to defend yourself, and that's not given to you by anybody. Right. So that's my point.
I will defend myself to the fucking to the hilt. And I, you know what? I'm seriously considering fucking coming out there by in Nevada with you because that sounds fucking wonderful. That sounds wonderful, and I'll defend every last one of those of my brothers, no doubt about it. But I'm not like when I deal with cops, for example. I am respectful for not I wouldn't say respect, but I recognize the fact that they're now some of them are bad, some of them are worse than others. But at the end of the day, they want to go home to their families. I want to go home to my family. And I will use liberal fucking appeal to emotion on them because it works. Because they're fucking statist. Most of them are liberals. It works. I use it against them. I'll say to them all the time. This is the first thing I say to them almost every single time. Do you have children? Yeah? Okay. Is this the kind of world that you want your children to grow up in, where they have to, every activity is either licensed, permitted, whatever. Is this the kind of world that you want your children to grow up into? Because you're bringing it. And you know what? That works almost every fucking time. It works almost every time.
Should have got something for them.
What's that?
I got more change from the tip jar. I'm at the store. I'm getting some more steel reserves.
Nice.
Oh my. Well, I gotta wrap
this,
it up,
is this
guys.
Show still going?
Yeah,
there's three.
It's going. I'm gonna wrap it up though. I want to thank you, Tom, and good luck in Chicago. I'm gonna have to come see you out on the boardwalk. Are you gonna do any more shows, or have you retired?
Thanks.
I think he's talking.
Oh, hold on. I didn't hear that. It's
that's all right.
Playing some really loud, shitty music in here, so I'm gonna step outside.
All right. Well, I'm just saying. Are you performing anymore? I have to come see you once before you head to fucking Boston.
Nah, dude, I'm done because I went out. Like, I'm like, fuck. I need more money, so I went out during the day, and my white privilege got sunburned so bad, so I can't even go back down. The guitar is fucked up, like the dry heat. I put it in the guitar since it warped. I put on a hot shower and I left the guitar in there to get re-moisturized for about an hour, and then I put pressure on the neck to try to bend it while it was still moisturized in the right direction that it was previously driven in, but it didn't work. I thought I was a fucking genius. I'm like, oh, this is mahogany, so if I just steam it a little bit, it'll be good. But no, it didn't happen. It didn't work out. So I'm not a genius. So it doesn't.
All right,
I'm not going back out. I'm flying
all
out
right,
Friday
well,
morning
got,
to Boston. So.
Well, I got your number. Don't change it, or if you do, you got my number. Make sure you stay in contact with me because you
never know.
I might be, you know, doing a little discussion and promoting for Arturo here in Pahrump, too.
Our producer, you know how when we went to, after the Larkin Rose thing, we went to the Crown and Anchor. Our producer edited out all the loud-ass shit in the background, so your interview will be up. Tom Dank's interview will be up, and so will Larkin Rose's interview be up. It takes a while. On this shitty ass internet connection, but it'll be up. I'll stay in contact. Just let me know if you want me to call in and be an asshole to your guests. Just let me know. I'll more than you know.
You'll see. I'm always posting on Facebook, and I want
to
thank
you. I really wanted
good...
to have the sovereign citizen guy call in. Oh, I wanted to decimate that fucker.
Fucking don't get me fucking started on that shit,
dude. They're like they're socialists. They are fucking socialists in an ironic way. I mean, yeah, I get using the state to your advantage, but you're still using the fucking state like Stefan Molyneux, dumbass.
Right.
Still using the fucking state. So fuck you if you use the state. Fuck you.
Okay, Antonio Bueller.
All those fucking people, sovereigns included, I met so many sovereigns at the Bundy Ranch. They tried to kick me out three different times. One for mushrooms and marijuana because they could smell it and I was tripping. But for my camp, they could smell it. But
another time,
trying to debate them. I was like, is your constitution voluntary? Oh, if it's not voluntary, you're forcing it on me, and I'm going to shoot you in the fucking mouth, faggot. And
they're obviously not fucking sovereigns if, A, they're using a piece of paper.
Hey, hang on one second. It's hard to hear.
Freedom.
I'm walking off the main road right now, so I won't have all the car interference in my ear.
All right, brother.
I'm about
to wrap it up. Go ahead and finish your thought, Brian.
Well,
yeah, wrap it up like you're going to fuck a black chick. Yeah, do that.
No, but if they're fucking calling themselves sovereign and they're saying, oh, you can't fucking smoke weed or do drugs or you have to have a fucking piece of paper for your rights, guess what? They're not fucking sovereign.
They're not.
Thank you.
No, that's what I said. Like when they try to kick me out, I'm like, so you're battling tyranny by replacing tyranny? Like, okay, can you name any victim of my behaviors? Oh, you can't? Because I didn't commit a fucking crime, so thank you. But I told him, like, straight up, I'm like, I'm not leaving, though. You know, like, right up to the main security guy. He was all tatted up, like, twice my size. I'm like, yeah, bro, I was just smoking some weed. I'm not going to leave. So thank you for your time. You know, like, straight up asshole right to him, and they didn't even kick me out. Go figure. Fortune beats the bold, right?
This guy could have killed
me with one punch, but I was like, I was such an asshole to him that he respected me. So, cool.
Well, that's what it is. And I mean, I was down that road. I mean, look, Tom and Brian, we all have to admit it. There was a time when we fucking were a status.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I was fucking hardcore.
For Ron Paul to oppress you.
Hey, my first fucking election my only participated in, I voted for fucking Bill Clinton. How fucking stated.
Man, you suck.
I know. I didn't fucking know. I was 18 years old. I had no fucking clue. All right?
Nah, Brian, but, I like you, man. You're cool.
Thank you. I like you, too.
I registered when I got my driver's license before it got revoked. I registered as a Democrat, so I guess we're both equally faggots.
Right?
Oh.
Right.
No, I don't mean faggots. Like we don't fuck dicks or anything, but we're still stupid.
Right. Well, at least I was a rebuke again.
Like that's any fucking better?
More logical. statism. It's a dirty fucking religion. Brian, I wanted to ask you, did you get, I didn't give you copies of Larkin Rose's books. Iron Web novel and The Most Dangerous Superstition? Would you guys like that?
Fucking ain't right.
I flipped Larkin some money. I got both books autographed.
Oh, dude, you're awesome.
I got
him to sign my tip bucket, bro. But I can't take it with me on the plane. I'm going to have to, like, tell Arturo, like, hey, take care of this, and I'll buy it from you when I get back. I put masking tape over his autograph, so his autograph won't get smudged or anything like that. But I hate to leave it, man. It's fucking sentimental now, you know?
Oh, Larkin
Rose. I have Larkin Rose sign my tip bucket. I use a 5-gallon bucket for tips, and I get a lot of tips, dude. Get a lot of tips here in Vegas, but I'm done with this whole lifestyle, man. I'm so done with it. I'm going to go learn a trade like pharmacy tech, and, you know, I'm done with it. I want to go make 20 bucks an hour, so
hey,
fuck this
hey,
shit.
Hey, brother, when you get that fucking, whatever you want to call it, that freedom or liberty